report, whatever he has.
July 8th, 2023, Board of Equalization at 9 a.m., Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
You said 23.
July 8th, 2024, Board of Equalization and Board of Commissioners.
Are we good now? Okay. Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization to order, and it's 9:03. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to excuse shortness from the meeting.
I'll second.
You bet. Brian, a.k.a.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we have, obviously we don't do the consent agenda items first, so we're going to go at the 9 o'clock protest hearings. Basically, it's the board to review the property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings of the recommendation of the referees and may make the order... by the referees in ordering the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referees. So we may hear additional testimonies or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. So here we are, right? We have one lady here today, and it's Jeanette Ahrens. Okay. So we would like to get Jeanette on her way. Does anybody know what number she is?
40.
What's that?
40.
40? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Jeanette, if you don't mind, if you just wanted to stand up, just for the record, just so we can hear you, and just say your name and your address for the record, please.
I'm Jeanette Ahrens, and my address is 760 Dakota Flats, Dakota City. And I'm here, you know, on my property taxes. And the increase that we got expected for next year has actually gone up 33%. In the past 18, 19 years, we were like one of the first ones that built out there about 20 years ago. It has increased on average less than 5%. So the big increase to 33% was quite a shock. I know the house is there. It is a development, but not every house has the same values, qualifications. Some are bricks, some have pools, some are,
yep,
you know, older, newer. I'm just speaking basically for ourselves that I thought that was quite an increase for 1 year.
So let's take a look here real quick.
I do have all my statements except 2013.
There should be some.
Oh,
there should be.
Just keep going.
Oops.
Yeah. You made that look easy. Is that a separate property?
Yeah, separate directions.
So are you at the very end?
No, we're kind of in the middle. Joe and Cindy Lou live to the east of us, and Trevor Knowles lives to the west.
Okay, so you're in the center of that. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so obviously you have some paperwork. Do you have any type of paperwork, or who did you sit down with, Sam?
I did.
Okay. So basically what I see here is your value was at 333,715, and it went to 443,055, and that was Sam's recommendation to keep it at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if we could get that to sell it, I doubt it. But I mean, the house is 20 years old. The inside hasn't been updated or anything. Looks nice from the outside. The extra garage and stuff, but
right.
I just don't think it's worth that much.
I know that Dakota, okay, and anybody can chime in at any point in time, please. But I know Dakota Flats, as I know some people out there, but have been talking to them and looking, and it was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know there's a lot of different houses that are all over the place out there, but I think they got out there and they did the valuations of what they think they need to be and what they should be, and you know, to make it equal. But I think at the end of the day, me personally, okay, I don't know how many square foot your house is. I'd have to look, but anyways, my house last year took a hike, and I'm not going to sit there and compare my house to your house, but I live down the road from you, not very far, but mine took a hike of 130 some thousand, and I'm right where you're at, and my house is 22 years old too. But at the same time, Sam, tell me your thought process here.
Okay, so
how many square foot's the house?
1,800, I think.
Yeah. The record, yeah, so 2.5 acres, yeah, Dakota Flats. Let's see. The record shows 2,338 square footage. Does that?
That could be. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, going through, and then it's got an attached garage and a detached garage, and then yeah, the 2.5 acres and Dakota Flats. So what I did, I just pulled the sales, and this, and Scott, you're right, like this does feel just like your neighborhood last year with, and actually one of the sales is your neighbor's house.
Yep.
On the corner. It does have the attached garage and the detached garage. It's 1 acre. And I totally agree, and I empathize completely. The sales are absolutely ridiculous. I completely agree. But the sales that were pulled, if you could just scroll up just for 1 second there. Right there. So right. Okay. So 751 155th Street is an older ranch. It's right behind Dakota Flats on the gravel road. It sold last year for 505. There's the house that's, I think it's two doors down from you, Scott.
One door, next door.
It's next door, okay. 550 Keeman Drive, 425. It's smaller and less land. And then another one on 155th on the gravel road, 380. That house is inferior to every house in Dakota Flats. And that's just, the market's just out of control. I mean, I don't think anybody will disagree that the markets
are all those comparables. Are the other two comparables on Keeman and 155th about the same area of ground?
I think they're all small. I don't know.
Keeman's an acre. Hers is 2. And hers is 2.5 acres. Yeah.
The 505 might be a couple acres.
It's directly behind Dakota Flats. You know, south. It abuts it to the south. And so does both of those 155th addresses actually abutted to the south.
I wish, Jeanette, I wish that what would have taken place, no different than in a lot of neighborhoods in Dakota County, if it's rural or if it's in the city, you know, this all took place, this all started like 12 years ago, you know, where 12, 14 years ago when the state gave it back to the county, and then all of a sudden the state was like, guess what? And I'm just going to be honest with you, and I don't give two flying craps if the state was here or not, but they wasn't doing their job, and then all of a sudden they realized it, and they were like, guess what? This is what we're going to, they dictated us what you're going to charge. You know, it ain't like we sit around in a group and say, oh, hey, we're going to do this, or we're going to do, I mean, it's all, you know, the county taxpayers spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for referees and to do what we do because of the state's dictation, you know, period. And that hike is huge, just like again, a lot of neighborhoods had the hike, and that happened to myself last, just like Sam said, last year in my neighborhood. And it's kind of the same. I mean, it's X amount of houses, but...
We did put them on their own costing table. They were in with Tompkins, and they're not comparable to Tompkins. So that's another reason for the big increase. They had to be on their own cost table because they kind of compared to Rotunda, but they didn't. So we put them on their own costing table for that area. So they're all the same costing table. So you're not being in with Tompkins or in with Rotunda. You're on your own costing table. So that was another reason for the big hike.
So Rotunda would be at the highest cost table.
Yeah, they're on a higher, a different cost table than they are for theirs. Which they're comparable, but yes.
Now.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Tompkins.
And they were before.
Tompkins is less.
And the beautiful thing is also you're on the west side of 110, so your levies, your tax levies, even less than what if you were on the other side. You know, so I mean, if that makes you feel any better, I mean, obviously, I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't.
Bottom line.
I know. The dollar amount's the dollar amount, and I don't know.
But so, just Christy and Melissa and Sam. So, but the sales drive it all, right? Mm-hmm. So if her neighborhood or Tompkins or wherever it is, and then the sales are driving it, mm-hmm. your office by law.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Has to
92% to 100% of the market.
Has to be, so I mean if they're paying whatever for houses all of a sudden that were 200,000 or now 300,000, they have to by law
be between 92% and 100% of the market.
Be at that level. And that's when the state comes in and says, you're not high enough. Yeah. You need to do this.
We try to stay on the lower end so they don't tell us. So if we try to stay between 92 and 93, the state can come in. If we're like at 92, they say, no, you need to be at 95. So we try to stay as low as we can without them coming in and saying, no, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't still understand, you know, like I said, it's gone from like less than 5% for, you know, 18 years and then 1 year it jumps to 33%.
And that probably big part of that was the costing table.
And you know, I mean, it's just too hard to take. You know, our house payment's going to go up more than $100 a month now. You know, and we're wanting to try to retire. Now it's like, okay, if we can get that out of the house, we might as well sell it and get out of here. You know,
right.
And sales are just outrageous.
So
we just had one down the street from ourselves for $485, and it's like, you're crazy.
I mean, and I don't know, like, my neighbors. I haven't talked to them. I know Trevor is contesting or whatever, but I have not talked to anybody else. But I know I have looked at the development, and it's just, like, no common grounds almost, you know, because the houses are so different. Some are brick, some are...
Some have pools, some, you know... Well, you take, like... And like I said, I know a lot of the people out there. And obviously, it wasn't a word that you look out there. And I've known you or I've seen you around South Street forever. But I guess, you know, like Pringer Jr., Donnie, you know, he was way overpriced in my eyes. Way overpriced. And his came down, and I was like, feels good, right? He's like, no, it's still ain't good. And I was just like, no, I get it. But you know what? At the same time, like you said, the prices drive it, you know, sales. Now look at the farm. Look at farm ground. So I want to use this for a 10-second scenario. Farm ground back in the day, you know, was $1,500 an acre, and then all of a sudden, things exploded, and all of a sudden it's $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 an acre. So they went from $20 to $25 an acre paying up to $80 an acre paying. You know, that's hard to swallow. And I really don't think that. Well, I know that this was not very equalized out there at the time. I think you guys had a few good. I'm just gonna be honest with you, Jeanette. I think you guys had a lot of good years of not paying the share that has taken place over the last X amount of years. Is that a fair statement, Sam? Or?
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
It needed to be.
And we did do a review for next year. Sam went out and did it.
I would say that the we had over the last few years we had several people bring in properties from Dakota Flats to support a reduction for their rural acreage property, the values being, you know, what they were before to what they what they, well, what the proposed number is now. But the, I mean, and again, this is, again, I like with Scott here, like if it's not proportional to when everybody is increased, then it's not going to be the, you know, the, hopefully like the levy would come down to a point to where the actual tax dollar would be less. But I usually encourage people to go to a school board meeting and just be, you know, be real with them and say, could you just try to cut as much as you possibly can, because the sales are out of control, and you know, no one controls the sales except for buyers and sellers, you know, and that's kind of a market force in play. But a budget is determined, you know, by a school board or by a, you know, by a taxing authority. So in my estimation, like, that's more controllable than the real estate market, and from my perspective. I mean, maybe I'm biased because I'm an appraiser, but that's just kind of how I see it. If everybody went to a school board meeting, if all these people went to a school board meeting, would their budget come down a little bit? I really think they would.
They would. I was on the school board for 10 years. And the 10 years that I was there, I think we had two people ever show up. And, you know, that's 60, probably 60% or so of your taxes.
Yeah, going to the school. Almost 70.
Almost 70.
Yeah. Almost 70% of your tax dollars.
If everybody would get together, like all you guys out there, go to a school board meeting, because if they don't think anybody's watching what they're doing, they're just going to keep going the way they're going. I mean, you have to have eyes on everybody.
Yeah, we have rules set by the state. I mean, we can't go away from those rules. School boards and people that set levies, they can change theirs. Right. We can't change our rules. They're set by the state. So I'm stuck.
Well, at the end of the day, we're going to do all the reeling, meaning the dollar amounts and what we're going to do when we're completely done. That's what we're doing right this year, when we're done with all the protest.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
but I'm not gonna sit there and blow wind your direction. But I, with Sam's recommendation, you know, and what Dakota Flats is, I don't foresee it changing. I'm just being honest with you.
Not at all. That's it.
Well, we as a board, we will definitely talk about it. But if 9 out of 10 times, whatever Sam or whoever our referees are, you know, they're the professionals, we go with them. Probably 99% of the time, to be honest with you.
So basically, we're probably going to have a whole neighborhood of people that are going to be ticked off with their taxes, because...
But see, we don't do taxes. That's the problem. Well, we only do value. The taxes is set by everybody else. I mean, yeah.
It's your levy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, it's a beautiful day, and it's not. I mean, I hate to tell you this, because, like I said, and I don't want to use myself as an example, but I went through the exact same thing last year. You know, I look at it as my insurance and taxes on my house is 10 grand a year. That'll never go away, you know?
So just out of curiosity, can I come back next time, next meeting, and see if any other of my neighbors show up?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome at any time.
It's a public meeting.
And everything's online, too. All the values are online.
Yeah, if your neighbors come here and you guys want to all speak, you're more than welcome. It's an open meeting. Absolutely. Okay. And I feel bad for every 10,000 or whoever, you know, how many parcels that we sent out, but I just don't think the state went about it right. Instead of doing the small increments, and believe me, I've had my disputes with the state, and where they were here watching me, well, Ruth, at one point in time, she was here watching me because we got into a dispute, because the way they went about it, they just hiked it instead of doing increments. You know, they wanted all their nuts and bolts at one time.
So this just came to mind too. My husband and his sister are co-owners of his parents' house. They both passed away, and she's living in it. And she also got a statement that her taxes went way up. So it's not just the Dakota Flat.
No.
We are at 10,000 parcels. We sent over 9,000 out. It was everything.
That house valuation seems a lot also. It's in South Sioux on West 20th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You know, we talked about this real quick, Jeanette, and then I'll let you run, and we'll move on, and we'll see you again. But, you know, the average starter home, you know, what used to be 80 to 100, 100, 110 grand. No, the average starter home now today is $250,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's absurd.
I know that. My son can't really afford to buy
right, exactly. Now. It's absurd. Yeah. I know it. Yeah. I mean, you can afford $2,000. I'm just going to throw this number out there. $2,000 a month for rent. But when you go to the bank, you can't afford a $1,400 mortgage payment because you don't meet the criteria. Yeah. I think my son just told me, he just told me the number of percentage of people that rent and that are, I think it's 30, the average first-time home buyer now is 33 years old, 32 years old. It's absurd. But thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
And hopefully we didn't.
Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Okay, so what we're going to do here, we know where we're at. Okay, we got Jeanette out of the way. So, parcel one. And this is what I'd like to do. Okay, we all have the dollar amounts in front of us, and we see what the value 23, the value 24, and what the recommendation is. So, Sheree can pull it up. We can look at the summary of what they said, what Sam said, and look at the house, and let's just move on.
Most of these are going to be Daryl.
Okay, Daryl.
So for in my minutes, let me backtrack to Jeanette, to number protest number 40. You guys want to stay with the referee's recommendation, or were you wanting to? We'll make the final decision at the end.
But we just need, yeah.
I
would
pull this back for the next meeting.
No, listen. We all know. I know where she lives. I know where, yeah. And
if the extra garage in the $408,000.
If she wanted to put that thing for sale right now today for $443,000,
it
would be more than that. She would not sell for $443,000.
And we only have her as an average, too. It's not like we're calling her a 40 plus, right. You know. It's an average. We're not saying she's over the top.
I don't think that, you know, I think most people, you know, can see that side of it. The thing that I think gets people is when all of a sudden you have a 30, 40% raise at once. And that's somehow, if there's any way that we could avoid that going forward. And I know that everything changes so fast. And if you don't do it every year, you know, after a couple, 3 years, it gives me a big jump. But that is the thing. I mean, that's an eye opener.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to put. going with his recommendation for the that's I don't know what the rest of the board thinks, but yeah,
they probably won't be happy next year either. Too, we did a review.
Yeah,
well, and then that won't go until next year.
And then half the neighbor did protest, and basically though there are those three sales that, I mean, as an appraiser, I can't get away from them. I mean, if it was a sale or a refinance, I'd be thrilled to have a house right behind me that sold for $500,000, because now I've got support for, you know, basically any number.
That tells the tale. I mean, there's how do you get around that?
You can't.
And like I said, the house behind them is on a dirt road.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then the surrounding properties as well. I mean, you have the nicest house in the county on this road too.
And this is the thing, guys. Seriously, and this is identical to mine from last year. Because my neighbor's house sold on the corner for the four or something.
Yeah.
And this is identical. Yes. Mine was in the low mid threes, mm-hmm. and it went to the low fours. I mean, how do you protest that? When my house is newer and bigger, how do I protest that? And she has more, I mean, so.
Oh, they do.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, knowing what I know.
I mean, you can certainly understand. I can certainly understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if mine goes up 30, 40%, I'm going to, you know, it's. There's something wrong with the system, because that house isn't worth 30% more this year than it was last year.
But so I'm just saying.
I know.
I would have loved, if I wasn't in my situation that I am, and knowing what I know, I'd have been down here protesting. But when they would have said to me, "Well, Jesus Christ, your neighbor's house is sold for this, so what's that? Tell me what yours is worth." Mm-hmm. You know, it's worth the same. So you'd be like, okay. But yeah, the big hike. Yeah. Knowing what I know, I was dead out of the water. You know, you get it.
Yeah.
But anyways. I'm keeping that the same.
Well, plus there's no ammo for argument against it.
No.
Other than it's too high.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she had a bunch of paper, and that's what I asked her. Do you have anything? I think that she...
But you've got to have comps and stuff like that to win.
Very few do.
I know.
Very few do. No,
it's just high.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring in a comp to support a lower number, though, right now, with the market being so high. I mean,
right.
Okay, so can we move on then? We'll keep. Is it okay for the time being? Then obviously we're going to do it at the end. But let's move on to the to protest number one. And obviously that was Daryl. And we have 344950 was the 2023. And the 498415 was 2024. And the referee took it to 362.
Yeah, there was a computer. The working file was went haywire, so okay. There, it is now where it should be.
Okay, what is this and where
this
it's
is
at?
Myra Favor's office next to Jiffy Lube there by the old Walmart. Next to Lewis.
Does she own both halves of that and rent the other half?
No, she owns hers.
So those two people own
it.
Yeah. One's Lewis and Clark title, the other
so
one's
so
Myra.
So it'd only be like $700,000 for that building?
Yeah.
That seems like really low.
Not according to her.
how big of a building is it? It is not as big as we think it is.
Huge.
But you know what? I've been in the Lewis and Clark side.
Yep.
It's nice. Nice building.
2,060.
That's just my side.
Yeah.
So 2,000 square
that?
Feet.
Yeah.
And 2,000 square feet office building.
And then she has parking. She has parking.
A lot of concrete. Has to be an expensive lot. Yeah. Great location.
Yeah. So, yeah, hers was, yeah. So it's in line with Kelly's. It had to be looked at. And, yeah, there was an error on her working file.
How many square foot is that building?
4,000. 4,000 on both sides.
Four total.
Yeah, four total. Yeah.
I think Kelly's is hers smaller or is hers the same?
They're pretty close to the same, but they're not quite
they're
the
not
same.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
So what was the glitch? Why did it go down in price so much?
We couldn't figure it out at all. We have no idea why it was doing the number.
Kelly's
was right. Myra's was not.
Kelly's was, she didn't protest hers, Kelly?
No.
Why would she? That was dumb for me to even say that.
Okay,
everybody good with that? I mean, 360-some thousand, I'm sure that
she didn't pay that for it either.
Is that tipped area?
No.
Okay, that, on the wrong side of the street.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yes, it is, sorry. 50-50, it is.
So let's drop it down even more. I did not say that. Yeah, I did. Anyways, okay. So we're gonna go with the referee here, right? Okay. So the next one, number two, NE Lodge.
Oh, it's the hotel.
Which hotel is that?
The one closest to the Crystal.
Okay. So we was at 1507 and it went to 41. Another big glitch.
Wow.
And then now we're at 27.
No, that's the number the appraiser put on it, and after looking at it, he lowered it. Because we had a commercial review.
Okay.
And Daryl went and re-looked at it again and lowered it.
And he was okay with where he was at. That's still a pretty good jump. That's a good jump. Okay. All right. Everybody okay? We good? We just moved right along here. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, William and Linda. Let's take a look at this one. 77,380 to 122, and it went down to 80. Is Daryl? Is he okay? Is he mentally okay? He's dropping everything. What's going on?
He went out and looked at it.
All right.
I
so
said no change.
Let's take a look at the house real quick. What's the street address, real quick?
It's a shed. Yeah.
Oh, it's a shed.
Yeah. It's not very okay. That's an old picture. That's true.
Where's
he
this?
He went out and looked at it.
Where's this at?
It is.
These must be comps, I take it.
Yeah.
Which
where's E Avenue, just out here off of 70 or off of 35.
Oh yeah. Keep going, sure.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
That's in 23, and then I think he took new ones.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
There's two buildings there. There's that one, and then there's a gray one. There should be more.
Is there more pictures?
Yeah.
Just off of 35 where you turn on EA.
The value for that's only $80,000.
I said no change, but Daryl said.
I would say that that's a 122 all day long. You can't buy anything for that.
Daryl said he told him it wasn't commercial use anymore; it's personal use. So we have it as commercial. Daryl said it's not commercial, but we didn't change it.
Okay, so I couldn't agree with Troy more. Okay, in today's world, those kind of buildings. Okay.
The only thing we could do next year is change it from commercial to rural res. Because he said it's not used for commercial use. And maybe at one time before he had it, it was. But we have it as commercial. We said no change, but Daryl said.
Well, put it this way. You know as well as I do. Look at the sale of the toy shed / Milt Peters building that sold to Dick and it went to whoever, the DNR. Give me a break.
I know.
People will give a right
testicle.
Oh, I'd
give you. My husband would give you $122,000.
Absolutely. Without any anesthetic for that building. Wow. So.
$175,000.
We said no change. Daryl lowered it, so it's up to you guys.
Okay. I just want everybody to know, okay, my thought process on this went from 77,380, that's what originally, to 122 to the 85. I would definitely go back to the 122. That's my opinion. Okay. What do you guys want to do?
I would agree with you, Scott, on that one.
I mean, like I said, those buildings, and there's two buildings there. What's the total square footage of the two buildings? I mean, it really matters. They could be.
So, if that was Daryl, what do you say, Sam, or do you have a?
On the rural res side, if it was this. Rural res,
2,088 square feet,
wow.
And 3,880.
So you're talking almost 6,000 square feet.
Yeah.
I mean, fair is fair.
Yeah. Okay. So. Do you agree 122 or not, if you were in the shoes? I mean, I know you're not Daryl. You look like him.
He's a lot younger than me, actually. To me, yeah. I mean, it certainly appears undervalued from a rural risk standpoint.
Okay, let's don't waste our time on it anymore. Is everybody okay with that, keeping it to 122, that what the value of the 2024 was?
Well, I got to defer to the experts, so I agree.
Yep. Okay, let's go to number, that was number 7.
Mm-hmm. Huh? I don't know. So y'all are going to agree with the 122?
Yes. Okay, so here we are at 15. Robert Gull?
Yeah. He's down here in Dakota City. It's toy sheds.
109,555. Here we're getting a toy shed. 192,390, and Daryl set it at 147,445. Let's take a. Is it right down here?
Can we take a look at it? Screw the pictures.
Oh, that's his.
Okay. How many square feet is
it's
that?
It's a nice shed, but it's not very big.
No, it's a littler one compared to everything else down there.
1,200, 1,500.
Couple grand.
It must have some work inside it.
So did that, what made that go?
Up 90,000?
Can you read that?
2,420. That's pretty good size, yes.
And he did do his homework. This guy was a very nice gentleman. Got his, you know, looked at the whole street of toy sheds, and Daryl lowered it. I'm not sure what his reasoning was.
Is there anybody else down there that's protested theirs as well?
Scott Pierman did. And I think that was it. Okay.
I mean, if you look at the other two that we just looked at, that was out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And this neighborhood's out. Obviously, you know, it's a toy shed neighborhood. You know, to 110 to 192, and then divide it back into half, you know, to get it back to the 147. I mean, is it a $200,000 building? Probably not. Okay. Is it a $150,000 building?
It's probably more than that.
Yeah. Right. It's somewhere right around there.
Because we do have one on Chedister's building as a comp on next to the old Carousel Flowers. That building right there.
Yeah.
That one sold for $260,000.
Dave Haney's building?
That's 2,880 square feet. It's almost a little bigger, right on.
But pretty close.
Yeah. 260.
I think it was more of a it was a taller building as well than...
All finished inside.
Yeah, than the shorter building.
And I don't know what this gentleman does.
Is this building finished inside at all?
Okay. I don't think we have any finished in it. And I'm not sure what he does with it either. He didn't say.
You can't build much of a building for that and buy a lot and push pour concrete. I know that.
Yeah. Kishan, what's the board want to do? Do we want to go with the referee at 147?
Yep, I want to go with the referee.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine with me, too.
Okay, so the next one is Lopez. 18. We got 449,030, went to 499,655, and obviously Sam, you compromised somewhere in the middle at 474,665, I think it is.
Oh, this guy. Every year.
655.
Okay, this is our house that we're, you know, we see every year. It's on West 17th Street, but it's a house that looks like it's in Rotunda.
Keep going.
So it's a 2020 build. It's a very nice ranch. It's over 2,000 square feet. The owner is the builder. There it is. That's the house. Yeah. Honestly, if I showed you this picture and said it was in Rotunda, I don't think anybody would disagree with me. It is that good of quality, that new, that.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. Three car, the whole nine yards there.
Yeah, I remember this every year.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, anybody that drives down West 17th, which I did, you see, you know, kind of very small, modest, $150,000 to $200,000 houses, and then you've got
$500,000.
Exactly. What we did last year, I made a location adjustment for him being around a lesser home. He's in the wrong neighborhood for this nice of a house, is the thing. The market would punish you if you do something like this where you build
a beautiful house in a lower rent.
Right, yeah. We call it conformity, or in this case, lack of conformity. So the actual number I came up with last year was around 7% that the market would punish him. Like, if you were to try to sell it, whatever the house is worth minus 7%, if we had a comp in Rotunda, it'd be 7% less. You know, Christy mentioned there's a house in Rotunda next door to hers that sold $485,000. It's, I mean, I think
way lesser than this.
Yeah, this house is better. But the 7% is actually less than what the owner requested. So I defer to his request.
Okay.
$474,655.
That was his request, you said?
That was his request. My number was actually lower than his. But this is, you know, there's some politics here. He requested a number that was higher than mine. My number is subjective. I'll agree to that. That a location adjustment is a very slippery thing. But since my number was less than his number was higher, and I felt like that was.
Do you really think? And listen. Nobody made him build this house there.
That's it. Okay. I don't understand why you would build that.
But do you think that he could get? Do you think that he could get the money that you're saying out of it if he went to sell it? Where it's located at?
I think it's very. I mean, I do think the market would punish him. I do think they would say, "Wow, that's a great house, but it's in the wrong neighborhood." I think everybody looked at it would say that. That's my. That's my mentality for the reduction. I think Christie's number is perfect if you just consider a straight cost approach. So, I mean, I guess that's what we're really battling there. If he's to rebuild that, it is a $500,000. There is no doubt in it. I mean, she's right on the number.
How many square foot is it? Like 20?
20, almost 22.
I think we had that. I remember having that discussion last year, Sam. So if he would protest, when you go like to turn, mm-hmm. Okay, and he said, all right, granted, he's got this house in that neighborhood. Yeah. How would that play out with the turf board? Like, because I think I told the story last year where Joe and the guys that did it years ago said he represented somebody at Turk and they won because he had a $3 million house in a lot lesser neighborhood, and so the values or the square footage or or price per square foot, you can't do that for that. So I don't know what the houses are around this guy. If they're 150, 200, they're older. I know that. My dad lives right up the street. His is, I don't think it's 100. But anyway, so what? I can't remember how the discussion then went last year when, if he went to Turk, would he win?
Well, it's the same exact scenario you are challenged with today, because it's do you believe the location adjustment, which is subjective, and I'll agree, because basically we're looking at central tendencies of values in one area versus other areas. I mean, so that's how we do it in a bank appraisal. If this was a bank appraisal, I guarantee you he'd want the number to be 500,000, but my appraisal would be less because the location would be less. So it's basically, do you believe the number of the location? That would be the issue.
And I'm fine with that.
474.
Or do you believe that new houses should be just valued at straight cost? Probably, if he had to rebuild it, that's the number.
Yeah.
So we have those. I mean, that's, it's not uncommon. Yeah. Right now.
Okay. So we're going to go with the referee here. Okay, next one, Scott Bierman. We got number 33, 155, went to 82,040. Now it's at 73,065. Oh, that's
the old
DHI.
Daryl did go out with Scott and inspected it.
Okay. So we're going to go with the referee.
That's fine.
I mean, that they went out there and looked at it.
Yeah, they did
and
go together. Yeah.
Okay, referee on that. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. The next one is number 24. It was at 243,240. Went to 586, and looks like Daryl went to 414. Where's Daryl at, anyways? 414,510.
This is the trailer court in Dakota City.
Okay.
It's not good. He did the. I know Daryl said, Eibner said that he can only get small trailers in there. And they have to be old.
Yep.
Because of the lot size. So they are not good. If you've ever been down there, I don't know how they're not all condemned.
Right.
I honestly don't.
Right over.
Yeah. Not good.
Okay. Let's stick with the referee on this. Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, next one is number 31, Storage W, LLC, 219,335, went to 395, and it looks like the adjustment was at 288,185 with the referee.
Oh.
Where's this at?
This is the storage units behind Attica.
Oh.
Isn't it? Are these ones behind? No, these are on West 29th. Sorry. Sorry. The ones on West 29th by the old...
By the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. Who owns it? Who owns him?
And it's somebody out of New Mexico.
Oh.
I do believe. Yeah.
Didn't the bank own them at one time?
Yeah, they sold them.
Is that fiction?
Yeah. They are in pretty rough shape.
They are rough.
The water goes down into
them. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't. If you look at the tin on the roof, they might not be square.
You know. And when the water...
Little sawtooth, I think they call it.
Is that what you call
it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just go with the referee on that, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we got number 32, D&K Land. It looks like it was 33,330. Went to 67,410. And there's an adjustment for 36,385. So it went up $1,000 in value. Okay.
This is a vacant lot behind Dave MacArthur's. Yeah, his sheet metal.
Oh,
fabrication.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yep, that's it. It's a big lot right behind his property.
Okay.
His commercial properties are obviously assessed commercial. This lot is
residential.
Is assessed residential land in South Sioux was increased for the year. I felt his argument that it was commercial was compelling. However, the problem here is going to be that when commercial land increases, probably in the next year or two, it's going to increase, and then we're going to be probably right back here. However, it is zoned. He did petition the city. It is zoned commercial. I checked. He did buy that alley. He bought it from the city. All of that is zoned commercial. I drove by and took a picture for you. There's his employee parks there. And then the trucks come in and they can just kind of drive,
behind,
you know,
their
through
road.
It. Yeah, they don't have to turn around or anything.
Yeah.
It, for all intents and purposes, it is a commercial use. It is unusual that the commercial land is less than res. It's my only qualm here is that the commercial land should be more.
Give it time.
So the 36 is residential?
No, that's commercial.
Oh, that's commercial?
It was assessed residential.
And that's what took it to 67?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I felt it was compelling that it was commercial, but again, usually that would raise the land.
Right. I think that, like Christy said, to be continued, you know. So,
we didn't get to the land when we did our commercial review. We did strictly buildings.
It's kind of just like with the res. Like, all the res was raised and raised and raised, and now the land is so low that it's so out of proportion that the res land had to be raised. Same thing as just having the commercial. It's going to raise, too, but unfortunately...
We didn't get to the land this year.
Okay, so we're going to go through the referee, 36, 385. We got number 35. We got 35, 36, 37, and 38. Okay, we'll look at all three or four of them. It's Hummel, Trustee, Gene. Okay, so the first one, 35, we got 257, 275, 308, 905, and the referee kept it at the 308, 905, and the 24. So let's take a look. It's all ag?
It's ag.
Okay.
They're all ag?
Yep.
All four of them are Hummels. Okay.
Yep.
And then we got, I just want to read them real quick. 36, we got the 274, 805 to the 327, 135, stick with that. The 249, 525 went to 296, 140. Referee stayed with the value. And then lastly, 161, 590, when then it went to 194, 245, and stayed the same. So, referee on the ag, all of them correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4, and then Jeanette was number 40. So then our next one is number 43. We got Robert Anderson, which 829, went to 972 and some change, and they kept it at 972, 265. Okay, that was Doug. So this is ag, obviously.
Yeah, Sharia, about, yeah, he was quite pleasant. He yelled at poor Doug.
Oh, no.
Pounding the table, yelling.
He yelled it. Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I came in here and kind of told him he needed to
settle down
or I was going to call law enforcement.
Who said that?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, he was that bad.
You were the referee.
Poor Doug. He just came in and he's like, I said, do you still have an ass? He said, yep.
So is this just the going rate?
Pardon. Yeah, he really did. There are some I did change because they won't let us know when they have CRP.
Yep.
Okay. And when we look at our aerials, they look like they're planted.
Yep.
So. But okay,
this
so
was not one of them.
Where's it located at? Just
there should be a map in there.
I mean, you know as well as I do, there's some variables.
How many acres is this?
This one is...
Yeah, there's some...
133. It's all in red.
Okay.
It goes around that piece.
I mean, there's variables, but at the end of the day, they all know what value is, what it's worth, and...
Make sure not worth.
Is the ag ground on the outside of that?
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
They don't.
I'm sure that's.
They don't see it that way. Don't do that. Okay, so we're sticking with the 972. Okay, number
so
four.
133 though is how much an acre? That's only what? 4.
That's some over by Homer.
Four,
they brought
five?
10 something, 10.7, didn't they the other day?
But it's
6,000.
Which was that, Troy?
Marty Rohde bought some.
Oh,
didn't
he? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that was somewhere in that area,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was telling. This one we did change. This is one that was, he states, is CRP. But we sent out letters, and nobody would answer us. And so how are we supposed to know if they won't provide the contracts? So we put it back to dry. Well, it should have been grass. Or was this one? No, this is a different one. This is the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we took it down to grass. Oh, we changed it to grass. So they came in and yelled about that, too. They didn't come in and ask why we changed it, because it actually was grass. We had it as dry. We actually changed it to grass and yelled about that, too. So it's like, we can't win. You can tell that's grass. So this one we actually did lower from dry to grass.
Okay. All right. So
we get yelled at either way.
Okay, so we're sticking.
No, fine.
We're on 43A, right? 972?
Yep.
Okay, yep, so we're sticking to 265. So number 44.
This is the one we, yeah, was in drive. We changed it to grass because it's clearly grass.
Okay, so let me just real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, and 51 is Cindy Morgan,
yes,
Anderson.
Yes.
Okay. These are all ag.
These are all ag.
Okay. So let's just real quick. This, the first one is 124, 845. That's number 44.
We did lower it.
Okay. 33, 270. That was the referee. So I would say stick with that, correct?
Yep.
And then we got 63, 205, which I'm sure she's not going to argue.
We did lower this one. It was, we do reduce the dry.
Yep. To 22, 540.
Based on what?
Dry.
They went from dry to grass.
Okay.
CRP.
Yep.
Okay. And then the next one is 46, is 603, 335, went to 950, 940. And then there was an adjustment even less than from the original 2023, went to 592, 885.
This one was CRP.
CRP as well. Okay. If anybody has any questions along the line, just please holler. 47, we went 115, 440. Okay, 2024 was 132, 780, and we kept it at the 132,
yep,
780. Okay, all right, 48, 165, 975, went to 190, 170, dropped down to 61, 085 referee. Okay,
that
was, this is the one that was CRP, too.
Okay, CRP again.
Yep,
okay, number 49, 182, 980, went to 212, 835. And we kept it at 212, 835. Okay?
We increased his dry acres, but it was.
Okay, 50, 435. Same thing, Cindy Morgan Anderson. 50 was 435, 330. Went to 501, 960. We're keeping at 501, 960. Okay, 51 is 218, 495. Went to 251, 275, and we're keeping it at 251, 275. Okay? And that is the Cindy Morgan Andersons. Okay.
Yes.
Any questions on the last six, seven of them, gentlemen?
So the just the standard increase, Christy, on some of those was?
Sales.
Sales.
Yep.
And was there an average number then in the county? No.
One market area went up 15, one went up 20. But not all. Like the one that went up 20, was that? I have to give them straight. We have market area one and market area two. Market area one only went up in grass and dry. Market area two went up everything across the board because of sales. I mean, they're both sales, but one was just dry and grass.
I mean, was it like 5%?
15.
Oh, 50, you said that.
15. 15 and 20.
Wow.
Okay. Crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we did a review too. We went parcel by parcel.
Yeah.
Okay, Daryl, on the next one, are we ready to roll? 52.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Marilyn Horak.
Okay.
Is there a fourplex here behind the Old Hungries?
Old Hungries. 105, 630. Went to 195, 995, and the referee kept it at the 195, 995. Okay, let's take a look at it real quick. So, it's, you know, a hike, but again,
those are the ones I don't understand. How your taxes double? I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, it hadn't been looked at for quite a few years, and we have a bunch of sales. But Daryl went ahead and lowered it because her rents are low, and I thought that was ridiculous. But that's just me.
How did he lower it?
He said her rents are 500.
No. But I'm just saying it went. What I'm looking at is 105, 630. It was 195, 995.
I lowered, or I put it up at 195. He wants to lower it to 142.
Yeah,
oh, he wants to lower it.
Yeah, he wants to lower it even lower.
Okay, because I don't see the 140.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's on his sheet.
Okay.
142, 325.
So his recommendation is
142, 325.
325.
He said her rents are
$500 for a
one-bedroom
and
$650
for
two.
Jesus Christ,
maybe I
need to. I better get a backup plan. I need to get a backup plan.
That's what she said. That's what she told.
If that was on the market.
But how is 23 at $105,000?
Because it's law. Because that was our commercial review.
You got to remember something, Marty.
Have you seen some of the houses they ask? There's no house for
$100,000. That's what I said, too.
Hey, you got to remember something. There's a lot of things that have been overlooked for a lot of years.
Well, I understand that, but
I know. Believe me. Boom. Then all of a sudden, boom. I know. I get it.
But
I get it.
That is a huge hit. I could
Yeah.
It would and bother we had you. A run on fourplexes and sixplexes and apartments this year, too.
And the other side of this coin is that just because their actual rents are below the market doesn't mean that it's not worth more.
This is not a
previous sales.
Previous sales would be great too. Yeah, either. Well, actually, on this scenario, you'd run both. You'd run sales and rents here if you have the data. Yeah.
So, Doug's not here. Daryl's not here. Okay. Sam's here. The 142,325. I mean, realistically, you know as well as
buyer.
I do.
I'm buying that place for 142.
All day long.
I wouldn't even ask my wife. I'd just put it back
in the market. What would you get for it?
Even 195. You think is more realistic? Right around,
it's more realistic. I mean, honestly, though, man. If you're talking $600, you know, is it four units? This one?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, you're talking $2,400 a month.
That's $240,000. If I buy a house for $200,000, $2,000 a month. If you have $100,000, it's $1,000. I mean, it's just what it goes.
That's the mentality of the investor right there is.
So if you had a $300,000 house, you would get $3,000 a month for.
And let's just put it this way. No, maybe not, but it won't cash flow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't buy it because.
You wouldn't buy it for an investment unless you.
You might buy it. But the best investment is if you could rent it for, if you buy $3,000 and you rent it for $3,000, it's going to be no problems with cash flow.
I get it. I think,
Marty, the state's looking at limiting the, like these big jumps you see here. I think they're looking at that. And I would be surprised if they do that. Like 5% or something like that.
The issue then is going to be then everything's not going to be at market.
Right.
They're going to have to work out.
But we talk about everything in that market. Well, last year at 105, it certainly wasn't that market.
Agreed.
So that's our mistake, not their mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's culpability on both sides for sure.
Yes.
But, you know, there's also 10,000 parcels in the county. So it's not like you can walk through and look at it. Yeah, look at every one. Yeah. I understand your guys' side of it, too.
Yeah.
It's just,
We could give Christy and Melissa an army of appraisers and we could get them all done every year. The budget would be outlandish.
It'd take a lot of money, wouldn't it?
It would be huge, but, I mean, I guess that would be. I mean, if you wanted to do it that way, I guess that's.
Well, okay. So what's the board want to do? Do you want to?
So it's 140. You guys have
142, 325.
I said no change, but Daryl wants 142.
Okay, so do you want to go with our assessor or do you want to go with our referee? Bob.
Well, you know the market. I heard Sam say it sell all day.
At 142, but then again, you're talking 2,400, and it's at one. So really, it should be my calculation tells me it should be valued at $240,000, mm-hmm. or 200. So I'm going to go with Christy at the 195,995. If this person wants to go to Turk with it, have at it. You okay with that?
I just think
it's fair. Fair is fair. You know, pay your fair share, right?
Fair is fair.
You okay with that?
I am.
Okay. So we're going with Christy at 195. The assessor. Yeah, she don't get yelled at enough. Okay, so the next one. Ming 3 4 Master Sue Master LLC. I don't know what that means. I just made that up. But anyways, it's number 57. 220055440.
3.515480. This is apartments. Let me figure out which ones.
Big apartments.
Interstate. This is interstate.
Oh, the first one is?
Yeah.
Oh, those okay. The
57. This is interstate. This is interstate. They claim they're low income. They don't file low income with the state, so they are not low income.
Okay, so we're the 4586230. We're going with the 24. Okay, the next one. Where's this one at? 10,332,270, and it went to 19. It doubled. 141,240.
Arbor. Yeah.
How many's down there? Six?
Is that the one where the building burned down?
Yeah. Yep. They claim they're low income, too. They don't file low income. And they were a sale, too, so.
How many buildings? I guess I'm asking only.
There's six. Is there five or six?
One burned down.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. I remember the fire. I didn't know
it burned down. Oh, yeah, they completely
cut her out.
And it sold in 2019 for $16.2 million.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty easy math then to figure
yeah,
out.
That.
Okay, so we're going to go with the we're going to go with the referee and the 2020 tour value of the 19,144,240. Okay, Terry Muff. Why is he even on here? Okay.
He has a heck on his head. He yelled at
he's the one down Long River?
Meg.
Yeah. So he came in and yelled and says, I only have, how did he put that? 72 acres of farmable ground. We're right at 72. He was getting a break because we only had him being farmed like 40.
Right.
Okay, so we're like, we're right on.
Okay, so we're going to go with the 290,125 on Terry.
He was really mad.
I like that.
490.
He's trying to shut his ass and just keep doing what he's doing.
Oh, poor Terry. We're good.
64. I like that. Okay, we got Gotch. What building is this?
This is the 1142.
And then it went to 1542.
Are those two of the different individual plaza buildings there?
Yeah. The one's Kincaid's. He owns
and Kincaid owns the back one, yeah. So there's three buildings, right?
We did lower it a little bit. Daryl went out and looked at it and got rents. And
okay. Everybody okay with that? The 1263,2660?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, and then the next one, is that the bank?
That's the bank.
1719 went to 1729. Now, okay, so listen. Okay, check this out. Why would it go down? Okay, you tried raising it $10,000, and then why all of a sudden would it go down $300,000, just roughly?
Daryl went out and did an inspection. So he did the first inspection. He went out again and personally and did another inspection and lowered it.
Must took him to the vault.
Yeah, right. Listen.
Daryl's in the comments, so it's made
there was
adjustments
some loose change laying around the ball.
I would be curious. Okay, this is what I'd be curious to know. And listen, I like Bart and his crew and people and this and that, good people. I would love to know the replica bank that he got his formula to build that bank. There's one. Do you know where's that, Marty?
No, I don't.
Okay, he walked through it, went in it. There's a bank just identical to that bank. Somewhere in Nebraska. That's where he got his idea.
Really?
So I'd be curious to see where that bank is at. And I can't remember
where it's at.
Where it's at.
Do you know where it's at? We'll look it up.
So the two that Bart has here, are they... So is the first one for one of the plaza buildings or two of the plaza buildings?
Oh, we're back to the plaza?
Well, both,
yeah, because that was the question I asked.
There's one on each side?
So there's three plaza buildings. Kincaid has one. There's two other buildings.
Yeah.
So is that number for the other two buildings?
That's for both of those.
Yeah,
buildings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do at the bank? I just don't understand how it drops. That's the only thing I'm saying.
He changed some depreciation. Equalization supplies by president of the bank.
What's the assessor say we do?
I don't know how to handle a bank, so I won't look down.
But listen. Tell us really what's on your mind, okay? Do your job. I mean, what the hell? I mean, just tell us what you think. I just can't believe that it goes down that much is all.
But if we're hiring somebody to do it, I mean, then if we're not listening to what they believe, then why are we hiring?
Well,
there's somebody I do agree, and some I don't have any idea because it's a bank.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, it's not like you run out of
the Listen, we'll let old Gotchi get by with it this year, okay? We'll see what next year brings, okay? And I'll do some research on another bank. Like I said, I love those people, okay? But I don't understand how it drops that much. Everybody agrees, I'm assuming, okay? And I understand why we hire the referees, but at the same time,
I don't have any comps either for any bank sales.
Right.
That's my other
I understand. Okay, let's keep moving here. Tom Fitch, I knew he was going to be on here. I knew the counselor. Love that guy. 850, 120, and his little strip mall up there with the tobacco hut and the cheese pizza, whatever that is. Went to 16416 and went to 12.
Yeah, Gerald, 455. He put based on equalization,
I knew he. I looked at a lot of these before.
That's the whole strip mall from the pizza to the tobacco.
Yeah.
And the nail salon.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of. There's a bunch of different things there. Okay, Daryl.
Yeah.
1-2. Okay. Next one, South Sioux City. Whatever this is. 4628170 went to 6438.
Oh, this is another one, apartment buildings. These are Riverview apartments.
Riverview.
He thinks he's low income. He doesn't apply for low income. If he is, he needs to apply to the state. I can't.
And then that's a whole different.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
Riverview is the one.
So their argument is
they're low income.
They're all low income.
Yep.
But they're not.
Yeah. Well, they might. If they are, they're not filing that way. Yeah. They're not filing with the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a process. Referee 6-6-6-4-3-8-9-5. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Next one, obviously, is the MDC Coast. Looks like number
Walgreens.
73, Walgreens.
They did the whole complete state of Nebraska.
I'm
Their
sure.
lawyer even called before they even protested. We're protesting everyone in Nebraska.
You can do that when you are a Fortune 50 company.
Yeah, they have a tax.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Number 77, South Ridge Vision. This must be Kincaid's building.
Yes.
519 to 905, went to 843, and obviously he didn't quite go down on Kincaid like Bart did or whatever the case may be. He went down, meaning they went down and looked at it.
Yeah.
To 662.
He has rents and formulas and yeah.
Yeah, okay. So 662-240. So if you stop and think about it, you got Bart's two. That was 1-2, so it averages out, and I don't know that. And I think Kincaid's is a little smaller than Bart's two buildings. Yeah, it ain't quite as big. Yeah. Okay.
So he is comparable.
662-240. Okay. And we got Buyer and Associates, 81.
Yeah.
We got 52-205.
Oh,
went
yeah.
to 67-445.
This is way down at the end of town. I went and looked at it. It's a nice building.
What is it?
It's a Morton building.
Okay.
There's pictures.
Probably not enough money, that I don't think.
It's, yeah, I would buy it.
That one?
Yeah. For 67, I don't think we should complain.
Okay.
67-445. Yep. I left it.
You know, I just got to say something real quick here. You know, when I knew we spent out all these, and I jumped online, you know, you can jump on the works and look at everything, and you can go crazy looking at all this stuff, trying to figure it out and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. But these buildings, you know, like this here, we know all day long that everybody and their dog wants.
And there's a big run of sales on those.
Yeah, a huge run.
For some reason.
Okay, next one is Siouxland Bank. This must be something that, is that his building behind it?
Yeah.
Okay, so behind the bank is the Morton Shed building again. 126,
no,
9.
This is a
which
apartment.
One are we on?
This
am
is
I on the wrong one?
83. Oh,
83 is where I'm at.
Oh, 83. No, these are a fourplex.
Oh, his fourplex he has?
Yeah. This is, okay, so yeah, this was, Nick Matney called and yelled at us and said he owns them. He doesn't own them. It was a foreclosure from his dad's estate. He must have something behind the scenes with the bank going on because the bank allowed him to protest them.
Okay.
So that's a fourplex for $136,570. And how many bedroom fourplex is that? Two bedrooms?
That I don't have. Let's see, one bedroom rent. He said I think one of the units was trashed.
Yeah. So
said,
throw your few.
But so how could that be 136 and Horrocks is 195?
Well, I said no change at 180.
Yeah, I'd be at no change.
You know, listen, and Marty, I'm going to go back to you real quick. I understand that we hire these guys to do this and this and that, and I get that. But we know as well as I do that, you know, Chrissy looks at this stuff all day long. And we still got to take her advice, and yes, and we still got to, you know, we're not. I remember real quick when they came in, the Ruth Sorensens and all that, whatever. But point is, we're not appraisers. We're not into that kind of thing. And we, as a board, we can't go out and look at this stuff. But Christy sees this stuff all day long, and I know that. Hire Christy. I agree. Totally concur with Troy. You know, totally. That, you know, here you got a complex that I'm gonna go with Christy myself. I don't know what you guys want to do.
And these are one bedroom.
Does that make sense? Huh?
These are one bedroom units compared to Maryland's who have two bedrooms. So this is why.
So they're four one bedrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of them is trashed, and I think that's why Daryl lowered it.
He looked inside it.
That I couldn't tell you.
You'd give 180 for it, wouldn't you, Troy?
It'd be a great investment. Mm-hmm. You'd
a long termer.
It'd be a great investment.
So what do you guys want to do? If Chrissy's telling me that she didn't want to change it, Daryl did.
I'd be with Christy on this one.
Okay.
As well.
I'll go with Christy, too.
I mean, it's, so yeah. duplex. A duplex is probably worth more than that.
Listen, I know we're on the corner. Is Daryl the one that fell in the hallway? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. We're going to go 180.
I mean, even if she...
Oh, love the guy. Great guy, right?
But even three rents would support more than the one
more than
unit.
That,
it's all on. Yeah. Even if that's true that the one unit is not rentable, understandable. That happens in rental properties. It's part of the deal. But even three rents is going to support more than that number in South Sioux, especially. I mean, the Maryland property was not in South Sioux. This one is. And, I mean, I know we have a rental shortage again. I mean.
Okay, so 83, we're going to keep it at 180.030. Okay, we're going to go with the 2024 value, which recommended by Christy and Melissa. Got from Melissa in there. Okay, and Sam. Okay, number 90, we got Russ Hodges. We got Russ Hodges in the next three. Is this farmland?
No, this is the bow place.
Oh, down here. Yeah, number 90. So, okay, what do we have at 111 and went to 117? What
it's
building
just
is that?
The Morton building.
The one across the street?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to stick with 117. Why even protest that? Okay, that just makes me mad. Some of them make me mad. That makes me mad. That building is a big building that is worth 117 all day long. 91, 389, is that his main building?
Yes.
572, 425. Again, there's one of these situations that it has not been caught up with time and valuations of commercial.
He put an addition on it, too.
Right, okay.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And, of course, there was the fire, we know, back in the day, and then the recon.
He did lower it, but not much. He lowered it to 557.
Okay, let's go with Daryl. Is it okay, referee? Yeah. Okay. And then the last one, what is that?
Oh, the other little white building that sits behind the Morton building.
Okay, so it was originally 20. Here's another one that's disturbing, unless obviously things went south. 28,105 went to 25,620. Now all of a sudden, Daryl says it went down, and then it went down even more.
I said no, but he said it was a piece of shit. But
that's must just, be
whatever.
Let's see a picture. Let's see a picture of it.
Let's see the picture of the piece of shit.
There you go.
Can you turn that or anything or not? Or is that just the way it is?
It's a weird building. It's hard to tell what's the front, what's the back.
It's hard to get a good picture of a bad property. they used to sell fireworks out of it 20 years ago. I remember
Did
that.
They?
Okay, so that's all the pictures.
Yeah, those are Daryl's pictures.
No, those are the pictures he provided to
Daryl. Oh, to Daryl.
Yeah.
Oh,
Daryl didn't get inside that.
The inside picture's there.
I don't even know what the building.
It's that. There you go,
Scott. Oh, that building.
It's got power. I guess I don't.
So, again, you guys understand where I'm coming from? 23 is 108, 28, 105, and it goes to 25.6. So it drops down, and then he still protests it and gets it down to 17. Okay. We're going to go with Daryl? What are we doing?
Christy,
Daryl?
No,
hey, Christy said no change.
You can look at the other pictures the guy provided. There's more there that are you show the interior.
But you can't buy much of a building for that or even a lot.
Okay, first of all, listen. If it was really super low, like if it was like 15 grand,
looks like they're using it.
And then it went to 25, and then it went back to 17, but it went down. Okay, let's go with Christy on this one. Is that okay? The 2024 value. Everybody all right with that?
Yep.
Okay, the next one is 102, James and Christy Nelson, trustee, 307-175, went to a whopping 942-175, so it tripled.
Well, they had a house.
And then it went to 908-045.
Jim Nelson.
This is number 102.
He did come in and said one of the bins, they look exactly the same, one's a different diameter, so he changed it for that one, make that one diameter on the bin lower. So that did lower it a little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
This is farm ground?
All ag?
This is bins.
Bins.
Is this the ones on Highway 12?
Yeah. 20.
On Highway 20?
Yeah.
It's actually on 12.
Is it? There's one on 12.
Yeah, they're pretty shiny.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's on the north side.
Yeah.
What did they request?
Yeah. He didn't really request anything. He just came in and shared that one of the bins actually is a different diameter. They look the same, but the diameter is smaller.
Have bins been added?
Well, they were for this year.
That's right.
So they made an adjustment because it was 942. They made the adjustment. So let's go with the referee, Doug, 908-045.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Tui. Is that Richard Tuohy?
Yep, AgGround.
AgGround, it went 367, 335 to 442, and it stayed at 442, 405. Okay? We okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
AgGround, I mean, we could look at AgGround all day long. We can't really see the bird's eye view. Number 104. We got number 104 and number 105, which is both Tuohy. Okay, 104 is 372, 670. It went to 447, 360, and it stayed at that. Okay, AgGround, okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, referee. The next one is his residence, I assume?
Yeah.
40,000, went to 52.5, and it stayed at 52.5. Let's take a peek. Where's it at? What street?
Oh, wait, that's the
right. It's what?
She's still on Tuohy.
Oh,
which one
am I
going to?
You
moved down to
112.
Oh, aren't
you?
Okay. We're at 105 on Tuohy's house.
Oh.
It says residential, 40,000, 52.
Oh, it's rural rents because it's only 8 acres. Sorry.
Okay.
There's no house on it.
Okay, there's no house on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so now we'll go to 112 to William and Robin Harris. 42, 655, and went to 50,000. 455, and the referee says,
is that,
put the brakes on, we're going to 75.
That looks like a be careful what you wish for.
Right.
I got to use the restroom.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a very small house. It's 488 square feet. It is 8th
Avenue.
Is that
the White House?
Up by the river. I'm not sure what color it is, but there is a photo.
It's like a shed they converted to an apartment.
No.
This one's an
actual house.
Yeah, this one's...
There you go.
Where's this at?
It's on 8th Avenue near the river.
Okay.
It's cute.
It's very small.
I would live there.
I'm going to tell you.
My kids have lived somewhere else, but I live there.
I would love to have that house.
Exactly. It's a good rental.
It's a good rental, and guess what? There ain't nobody on top of you.
Simple.
Is it that one?
Or is it that one?
Simple.
Yes, that's the house.
That's the house.
Okay, that's a different house than what we was looking at before.
That's because she had the wrong stuff.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know if I would want to.
I would still live there, too, though.
She submitted that same paperwork for all of her protests.
Right. She's an investor. They own several rental properties. She purchased this house in 2023. For $75,000.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
Right there.
No more.
Yep.
And honestly, if you read through the letter, the audacity to me is a little. I had a hard time reading it, but again, back to Troy's point from earlier. I mean, this is probably a $550 a month rent. So, you know, but she bought it for $75, and I think she's working on this one. I think there's a building permit, but either way, it's being rented. And she bought it. She set her own value here. And I just am, I honestly, you guys, I'm kind of tired of these investors coming in telling us that it's worth $36,000 when 6 months ago they spent $75,000 on it, and it wasn't even assessed there. It was assessed at 56.
It's just a game they're playing. It's just a game. You know that. See what they get away with. Okay, so 117. They have nothing better to do. 117. We're going to go with Laura and Scott Holland.
Back to 112. We yanked her up to what she paid for.
Right, exactly. That's what I said. We're going to go with the referee.
Yep.
Okay. Number 60, Laura and Scott Holland. The residence, 345, 840, went to 462, 235. And the referee kind of met in the middle, it looks like, somewhere. And went to 424. So that's a hike. That was a $120,000 hike, and it ended up being, 80,000.
Yeah, Dakota Flats, another pretty nice house.
Which one is it out there?
There it is. Yeah.
Because that is Don Senior's very first house that he built out there.
Oh, okay.
That was his very first house, and then he went to the end, and then he went back across the street from here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice one. 2,300 square feet.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
The only change here was I felt that the quality of this house was just a half step below some of the other
homes
in there. I called it a from a 4 quality to a 3.5.
Built in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was Senior's house when he first built. Okay. So we're okay with Sam IM's 424-290?
Yep.
Okay. All right, next one is, looks like we got a couple residents. Obviously, William and Robin Harris, 126 and 127. The 126 is 137, went to 154-030. And that's where we're keeping it at. Where is that at, and what are we dealing with here?
This is another, she owns most of that North 8th Avenue area.
Okay.
So this is another house right up there. This is a larger home. It's about 1,300 square feet. And it's another rental. It's a three bed, one bath.
Is there a better picture you guys know?
Yeah, we have some farther in. She's kind of.
That's her data.
Right there.
Yeah, that's the house. It's been added on to a few years back. That back half is an addition, and it's been completely remodeled.
Okay, 154-030. Okay, next one of hers is 599 or 590, went to 117-320. That's another rental, I'm assuming, investment.
8th Avenue again.
8th Avenue. Here.
She gave, again, she's arguing land. Her data, a lot of it was she used, like, land from previous years. I had to go through each comp, of course, for you guys just to check it.
There you go.
But, yeah, it's another rental property. The land is valued per square foot, so that's equalized. The map is, it's different because the stuff on the river is valued different than off the river. So, I mean, it's not really comparable.
Okay, referee, 117-320, what the value of the 2024 was. Is there anything else you want to say, Sam? Or are you okay with that?
Bunch of sales supported.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is the Tuttle Family Trust, 142. It was at 550-045, went to 810-155, and there was an adjustment at 574. So it was going to go up about 200 and whatever thousand, 200 X amount of thousand, it only went up 30,000 or 20,000,
yeah.
25,000. So it's at 574-150. This is Daryl?
Yep.
Okay, what is this?
This is the strip mall across from Walgreens.
The strip mall across, okay, right there on the corner?
Yep.
Okay.
What do they have? They have like four rentals in there, don't they? Four or five?
Yeah. Nine more. Person.
This is the one on the corner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, if Daryl says it, where's he at today anyways?
Hard to say.
Son of a bitch, I need him here. Okay, next one, Sam, 143. We're going to go with the referee on the 574-150, right, on the mm-hmm. Tuttle Family one?
Yes.
Okay, the next one is Sam, 143. We got Brian and Gene Gage, Gage. 127, looks like it's a residential, 995, went to 137, okay, and we're going to keep it at 137,960. Everybody has the right if it went up a dollar. I get that, okay.
$10,000.
Why waste the taxpayers' dollars? That's just my, I guess, whatever. You have the right. 137,960, everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Yep.
And the assessor was also out there recently.
We took pictures. March. That's a 24th
picture.
That's
extraordinarily recent review of the property. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so next one we have, looks like Supreme Wood Products. Is this Muff's building?
This is Bush, yeah.
Okay, 311. Did you get spit on?
No, he was actually very pleasant.
Okay.
He was very pleasant.
311, 655. It went to 492-410, 371-540.
Daryl did make some adjustments to the building based on conditional use, some conditional problems.
There are a few conditional problems with that building.
But it is a huge square foot building.
Yeah, it is big. Yeah,
it's big.
Yeah, it is big.
You know what I need to do? I need to look at that someday and just look at mine because that's a pretty good comparable. Just to see, I don't know, his land. I'd like to see where I stand at. Mine went up a little bit. I should have protested, but I didn't. Time. Okay. Anyways, here we go. We're going to keep it at 3-7. We're going to go with the 311 up to 371-540. Mm-hmm. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
ICANN Enterprises, 146, 259-570. Went to 362-185. And it looks like Daryl compromised at 288-980.
Yeah.
Okay. What is ICANN Enterprises?
The Dave Cubby Care.
Over there by Eakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, 259, 362, 288. Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sally Wolf. Sam?
Oh, yes, sir.
140, it went to 100, 545 to 122, and 265, and you're going to keep it at 122, 265.
Yes, so this is on La Mesa Way. It's one of the older houses over there, 3305. There's a lot of them over there that are very, very similar to this house, as you'll see. It's kind of a standard ranch.
It's kept been, up very nice.
And again, the assessor review from May of this year, I felt like I had all the data I needed to make a decision on this.
122 all day long.
All day long, yes, sir. Long.
Okay, let's stick with it. Sam, thank you. And then let's go to another Sam. We got Tim and Sheila. Is it Hollingsworth?
Hollingsworth.
Yeah, I remember that guy. Tim Hollingsworth. 184, 860, went to 196, 635. And you're keeping it at that, right?
Yes, and this one, honestly, again, a very recent assessor review. No information given to...
besides all the junk.
Besides the personal property. Now, again, in my work...
Is that 11th Street?
This is 11th, yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, 11th Street. So, yep. Granted, they do have a car in the backyard. And I understand that.
Hey, typical Hollywood.
The thing is here, so this is what I tell people when I go there for any sort of appraisal. I tell them, like, your personal property doesn't count. I mean, I know that looks terrible probably to the neighbors, but at the end of the day, if that were to sell, they would get rid of all that. And, I mean...
It's kept up. It's got newer siding, newer windows.
So he went to 196, 635. Let's go with Sam. We got that. No problem. Makes sense. Okay, Jeremy Saint.
So what's the deal on this? Are these... So is he representing this person?
Yeah. Sally, is this, which one are we on?
Sarah, we're going to go on 152, 153, and 154. Oh. We got in care of Jeremy Saint, so he's an attorney, I assume?
Yeah. Yes.
That's 220-199-523, right? Yeah, you got it, Sheree. Daryl?
I can see what it is.
Yeah, let's take a picture. Let's see what
so we got six. On the first one, the 152, we have 653, 155. It went to 921, 095, and then he adjusted to 846, 365. Yeah.
He said based on income and expenses. I said no change, but.
These are the ones down by the school, Harney, off G Street.
Yeah.
Okay, you said no change.
I said, and he adjusted them according to income and expenses.
They said that they don't charge as much because they rent to older people.
Mm-hmm. I know they
so
do that.
So do they have to, when they say that then, do they have to eventually provide that?
Only if they apply as low, like Section 40.
Otherwise, they don't have to. So.
Yeah, so they don't.
Excuse me, situation, eating my fruit snacks. You got Daryl saying this, you got your assessor saying this. Okay, Sam, what would you say?
Well, again, here, if they don't provide us the income data, I mean, if they're just saying my rents just are saying. Low, I mean, relative to what? Again, is it relative to last year's rents or relative to last year's assessment?
He said his units are 700 to 725.
Are you with me on this one?
18 units.
Whatever you want.
I mean, $700
what do you
month
think,
18
Mark?
Units.
Yeah, I would say that...
Referee?
Yeah.
Typically, though, if they're transparent, it's much better to see what the rents actually are instead of them just saying my rents are low.
Is it unusual to have an attorney represent you in this type of deal? Sometimes they just don't want to mess with it, and they just say, hey, man, this paperwork for me.
Right. They must have money.
Okay. Yeah, well, or a friend, or pro bono, who knows? I mean, you don't know. So,
Listen.
$200,000 hike, or it's going to be, you know, $270,000 hike. So you say this, Daryl says this.
Let's go to the referee on that one.
Okay, that's fine. Referee at 846, 365. The next one is another apartment complex there.
Yeah.
36. Okay, this one here, I have a problem with. 362, and I hope they have good evidence. 362, 965, it went to 417, 940, and Sweet Daryl went to 342, 275, so it went down.
It's 8 units, they said 750 a unit.
8 units at 750.
He said based on income and expenses, he lowered it. I didn't, but that's just my opinion.
So how do they ever have to, if they just say that, Christy, how do they ever have to say or prove that they are low income?
They'd have to apply through
so
the state.
So that'd be the whole complex in that picture, right?
It has
no,
to
I think if because the other pictures were the other part.
And then they have to provide everything.
The other side
so then complex. back to the other guy,
right.
The one we just did.
Yeah, same people.
If they just said that and they're not, they haven't provided that.
They just told Daryl what their rents are.
It looks like the picture, is it the same complex?
Those are my comps. This is an 8-unit one.
That building?
Yeah, this is an 8-unit.
Okay. It's not just one, the unit's not all...
No, separate. It's individually
divided.
Yeah. It's like a...
They're like in...
Yeah. It's like a pie sheet. Or like a
yeah. So I think, Scott, just backing up, if I can, if they don't provide that information, I don't know how we go with... the referee when they just tell them that because they're not providing that. You see what I'm saying?
If I may, real quick,
yeah.
And I think I'm going to touch basis on what your question is. Okay, so we looked at the first one. Okay, 653 was 921, 846 was the referee. This one here that we're looking at right now is 362, 417. Drops down to 342, okay, and their last piece of property, which is in the same area, okay, 715 to 849, and then he drops it down to 662, which is obviously $50,000 than what the 2023 value is. So we need to look at these as a whole. We can't sit there and say one, referee, Christy. I mean, we can do whatever we want, but we need to look at these as a whole, what makes sense. And they're sitting there saying, well, I'm only renting it for $200 a month. You know, and then, you know, sweet Daryl, you know.
And these are all based on them telling Daryl they're low.
Yes.
Yeah. Low. Yeah.
But if they're all part of the same complex, you know, how come the one can go up a fair amount and the other two go down? I mean, aren't they three buildings in the same complex?
Same area, right?
Same area, but I'm sure there's differences.
I'm sure, different sizes, whatever the case may be.
One's three buildings. This one's only two buildings. This is one building.
Okay, so this last one, obviously, this two buildings is number 153, right?
That's one building.
That's one building with how many?
8 units.
8 units, okay. So 153 has 8 units. 152 has how many units?
18. Three buildings.
Okay, three buildings. Okay, and then 154 is?
One building, 16 units.
Okay, so if I may, I would let Jeremy Saint, who represents whoever he represents, if I had to sit there and look at these and the dollar amount I'm not going out looking, I would go with the 2024 values. That's me. And I think that Christy, you know, you said the same thing that you would just why they're lowered by him saying, but I would make them go to work and go to Turk if they wanted to do it. That's my opinion. I want to hear what the rest of the board has to say, but that's
they're coded equally. I mean, we only have the quality on them as a one, which is as low as you can go. And their average condition, they're all coded the same.
They look pretty nice.
Yeah. So I mean, their average condition.
They're nice.
What did we do last year? Did we go with? Did they tell us?
No, I don't think they protested last year.
They didn't protest. Okay. So there's no history of them saying they were low income either,
no.
Or low whatever.
Never heard from them before.
Nope.
What do you guys like to wish to do? I just can't see, I'm sorry, I can't see going from 715 to 850 and then down to 662 or a 362 to a 417 down to a 342, lower than the 2023. I have a problem with that.
Well, I think we have a good, from our standpoint, a good argument that they don't provide, they haven't filed with the state.
No.
So how do we know? I mean, from a consistency standpoint, I don't...
Okay, may I real quick? Marty stated that, you know, the first one, 152, to go with the referee. My personal opinion, and you guys can correct me or give me your input, I think 153, 154, we need to go with the 2024 value. okay, and not lower the values and see where it goes.
I would then I would say let's just do that with all three.
All three? Okay, that's fine. Whatever, and that's kind of what I. Okay, so all three we are gonna we are on 152 Cherie, 153, and 154. We are gonna go with the 124 values. Okay, you want me to read the numbers, or you got it, lady?
I got
them. You good? Okay, everybody good with that? Okay, moving on. 155 realty income properties. 733,680 went to 1.214. And then it dropped down to 190. Where is this at? Who
this
owns it?
This is the Dollar, Family Dollar.
Oh, up on the avenue?
Yeah. No, this is in Dakota Community. Sorry. Yeah. This is up by across from Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Family Dollar. Okay. 733 up to 960. Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yep. 994.60.
Yeah, 994.460. Yes. Yep. Okay. What the next one is Oakmont. 156, 56 unit LLC. 1,036 went to 3,041,645, and it's staying at three per referee. Of where's this at?
Oh, these are the apartments. Yeah. I can't think of what street it is. West 33rd.
Three.
But it's a sale. It was a sale.
West 33rd?
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Okay, well, I can't yep. visualize
oh,
that.
Yeah. Kind of behind that Brian School up Dakota
off
Avenue.
Off the there, Avenue.
On 33rd.
Oh, yeah. The old yeah. fire hall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
okay,
is
yeah.
a sale in 22.
Yeah. Down by how much? Berman used to live down through there.
That well, that makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. yeah. Makes it really
okay.
easy.
22?
Two.
Yeah, okay. We're good with Oakmont. William R. Harris, commercial, 159. It was 43,325, went to 62,535, and is staying at 62.
This is a Morton building beside his house.
Down by the river.
Oh, that big building?
Yeah, it's
yeah, that's big, too.
Which one is that?
That's this building, if it's the one
it's
I'm thinking
this,
of.
Yeah, it's this one.
It's a kind of a storage thing, but yeah. it's huge.
I bet he does some work out of there.
No,
is that the wrong?
That's their
no.
evidence. Their evidence.
Oh.
It's
the
farther
evidence?
Back. Yeah, it's just a Morton building.
But it's like
it's a big one.
Scanning.
Keep going.
No.
Okay.
Keep going.
This is all her. This is that's the building right there. So, but there'll be a picture of it sure.
Okay.
Is this on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, right there. Look at that.
Is this Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the guy you saw
it's
that
got, it's got a it's got a vent pipe out the top there.
Okay, so we're gonna keep it to 62,535. Okay, so the next one is 161. Casey's Retail Company. 474 went to 739 and compromised looks like somewhere in between at 686.
We did have some pumps on there that they did list on their personal property, so that was part of the problem. So we did take some of that off. He gave more depreciation to the canopies. And he said depreciation on tanks. So there was part of it that was reported like doubling, but
okay.
They like to protest all other cases.
Yeah,
too.
Sure. Okay, so 686,200.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Looks like the next 1, 2, 3, 4 is Yes Siouxland Estates. So we got 186 at 506. It went to 1.306,800, and it's staying at that dollar amount
yeah.
per referee. What is this building?
This is part of Siouxland Estates. The trailer court.
Okay.
It's just a
yeah,
piece of ground. Yeah. That one's sectioned off into different sections. So this is just part of it.
How did it add together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think this one only has 44 hookups.
Well, that's a good hike. But then again, it was very undervalued.
There was
yeah,
a sale.
Okay.
In
was.
20.
Okay.
For $4 million.
Okay.
For $4 million.
It included 4 pieces.
Yeah. So it kind of the 4 pieces in the 4 million times 4. Am I thinking, am I looking at
well,
it right?
Well,
You went to seven here.
Yeah, this one's the main park.
Okay.
The number
187?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, 187-227-6790 to 7152 and to say that 7152875.
This is 200 and some hookups to over 224.
Obviously not been looked at for a long time.
Yeah, and they put that new building on there.
Yep, right there in the front, the one that burnt down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you think these would be a turd situation?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so let's just go with what we had to go with. And next one, 188 is still a yes, and 189, 14 to 14 to 14. What is the point of that? Is that just part of the group of the
this
doing everything
this
in?
This is a weird piece on the edge.
Okay, so was that...
It's got chain link around it. Yep. I don't know if they store stuff in it.
So why is it even on the piece of paper if it stayed the same all the way across? Okay, because they filed
it.
It's
part
of the program.
Filed by property.
Yeah, part of the program. You have to. They do. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is 71995-178-200. See that 178-200. Okay, another piece of their property there. Is that the one on the end? That's probably along the road gateway.
Yes.
Yeah, figured that. Okay, so we're going to say the 178 because we know what's going to happen with all these. Last one on our paper is 193-496. It's Covenant Properties, commercial. 496 went to again. They don't like to compromise, Eddie. What the hell is going on with that guy? What's up? Okay.
Well, there are. He does have some.
He does. He was, but really.
If they have, like.
Evidence.
You know,
yeah,
evidence.
Legit,
yes.
Yeah.
642-340. And he went to 561-730. He's the only one. What I mean by that. He's the only one that you always see a big difference is all. Sam, I'm not even going to throw you there. But anyways, where's this at? Where's this at?
That's the old Sioux Plating building. That's a big building.
Whose building is that?
The old Sioux Plating. Dave Miller's.
Oh.
That used to be storage up above for Tyson's paperwork, I believe, at one time. Oh, yeah. That's a two-story building, the other part.
Okay. So there must have been something on his disquality or something on the 561.
Rent.
Listen, I think I need to go if I have property here. Daryl to come see me.
He needs a new door. Plus utilities.
Yeah, tell him you don't want Sam.
No, hell no. Sam, tough. Okay, so we're going to go up to 561.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we got all of our numbers. Sheree, you know where we're at, right?
I'll update this. Have it at the next
Okay, all right. So, with that said, we have them done, okay? So now we're going to move on to number two. We're going to do the consent agenda items. Is there anything I'm missing? Okay, consent agenda. We're going to approve the previous minutes of June 24, 2024.
So moved.
Yes.
To approve.
I got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, on the consent agenda items?
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Christy, new business three. Requesting approval of over under value omitted clerical.
This is a house, actually my neighbor. They built a mother-in-law apartment on the back side of their house. We had given adjustments on who was the one? Bars. He has a mother-in-law apartment.
Yep.
And there's another one in South City that was supposed to be a duplex. It never could come to fruition. So we gave an adjustment based on this because they're going to be harder to sell. We had done this. It didn't roll. When we had done it, so.
What do they call it? Induction, a casita or casita?
Yeah.
Does a mother-in-law roll with it also?
Yeah.
So if we had it
on the working file, it just didn't roll forward. So to be equalized, we had it on all of them. This one just happened to not.
Okay, so do we need to make any motions or anything on that, or we just?
Yeah, because I'll send them out a new notice.
Okay, so.
I'll move to approve the correction.
Yeah, it's over under.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I don't have a number on it, but that's the reason why.
Yeah, there's no number.
Okay, so Bob made a motion to the approval to correction the over under, right? Okay, with Christy here.
I'll second.
And we got Troy as a second. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Board to approve or not to approve the homestead extension request. 77-3512, if any.
Do
we did not receive any.
She didn't bring it in?
No.
Okay.
There was somebody that we had.
We had two people that said they didn't file. Well, they have to have a good reason not to file. But she never turned it in, obviously. She was even came in on Wednesday.
Was it July 1?
Yeah. And we even sent out a reminder letter.
You know, okay.
Do you send out reminders to the ones that filed last year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Make sure you send them out plenty of time, because we know at the post office the way they...
We send them out to
terrible.
Yeah. They get them out as early as they
wanted to.
And then we do call, too.
Yeah, I understand. I get
that. We feel bad when they don't get them in.
But how many people file?
500? 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they had several people come in after the letters, too, because I was just working in the office, and it was kind of like one after the other a couple weeks ago.
And, you know, those people get to the stage in their life where they get a little older where they forget or this or that. And I know there's letters, and I know that, like we talked about, the post office. But, you know, you can only do so much to remind them.
I know.
I get that. And it's too bad. And it's too bad that there isn't some kind of a grace period for those people.
Yeah, okay? And if they were in the hospital or something, like Donna, when she filed that one, if she was in the hospital, we could extend it. But just because you forgot.
You just got to remember. Yeah. Those people have paid their dues and debt to society.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so but whatever, it is what it is. You got to have policies and regulations. So, Mill Emergency Business, any?
No.
Okay. Anybody from the public? Randy, you have anything we want to comment on today, sir?
Nope.
Okay, so.
Can I just bring one thing really quick to the board?
Yes, please.
I don't like to do this, but I just don't have any choice. One of our protesters, Mr. Brian Beacon, who has a property over on
West 8th
Avenue. I don't know if we've heard of him before, but he has come up before where he has, he claims that there's some kind of, he called it a scheme or a conspiracy between assessments and members of
City council
or
city officials,
mostly of South Sioux, or county officials. But he sent me an email that was disturbing and threatening, and I'll provide it for the board for the next meeting, but I don't know how you want me to react to it. I haven't done anything yet, but I mean, he says things like, I'll just read you parts of it, and then I'll submit the rest of it with this protest. But, you know, as you know, that the people have been robbed essentially for over a decade. I don't know what part, if any, you and your group had played in the recent events. He's talking about, he gave me a list of about 20 addresses of, you know, Lance is on there, Nancy's on there, Christy's on there.
Lance's son's on.
I mean, it's in evidence. I'll provide it as well.
I think you should turn it over to law enforcement in South Sioux. They should have it on file.
Like,
and
have
they
a
should, yeah.
Conspiracy going on.
I think
he's turned this into the state.
Really?
What's this gentleman's name?
Brian Beacon.
Beacon.
He's been around a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Beacon.
Beacon.
Beacon. Not a jury.
No, it's
Beacon.
B-E-E-K-E-N.
So anyways, I couldn't agree because, I mean, and I don't know in the freedom of speech and what he can say and what he can't say, and can the law enforcement, you know, I don't know.
But they need to be aware of it in case at some point something did happen.
Turns into
it would be in their file.
Well, he had to search Sam out to get sent him an email. Sam's email isn't out there.
Yeah, he sent it directly to me. He didn't send it through Cherie, you know, which all of the other evidence comes through. I just thought
was there any threats, or was it just a conspiracy theory?
Just that I don't know what part you and your group had in the recent events. You know, again, I don't know if he's just a, you know, saber rattler or what have you, but I don't care what the values are. I just do what the market says they are and what Nebraska law says we need to do. I didn't see any grandiose conspiracy. And honestly, if he came to some board meetings, he would certainly know that there's not a lot of like cooperation between the city of South Sioux
I mean, we'd like to think that we like to work together, but at the end of the day, you know that there's some things that goes on. And probably the biggest thing is, and it's too bad it has to be this way, but you know as well as I do that they've ruined this with the TIFs. Well, and I understand what TIFs are all about, but like Bob said, we talked about this, even God bless him, his soul, but even Wayne Boyd, we need to jump on board and make sure that we're a part of that. But we still got to get along.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I know there's some.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Sam even brought up, like, Lance's house is $375,000. Don't you think that's fair? And he says, well, I mean,
if anybody stabs at the city, it's me at meetings most of the time, you know. I really do, and it is what it is. But no, we understand, Sam. Thank you for bringing that to us attention. And then, like I said, if you want to...
make sure you pass along.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was on the 4th of July. He sent it to me the morning of the 4th of July.
Wow. So, happy 4th.
Yeah,
happy
that was fourth. How I started my
Make
day.
Your fourth.
It's just kind of scary. With everything that goes on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he won't let it go.
He's been in like three years.
Yeah.
He has called the governor, the property assessment division, I think the...
He says the Attorney General.
The Attorney General.
The governor. Yeah.
Those people are definitely out there, those conspiracy people that think that, you know, everybody's against them and they got their own little coalition and they're going to do what they're going to want to do and they get away with this. Yeah, I get it.
Well, his claim is basically that Christie's just going in and...
Oh, yeah.
Kicking, I'm giving everybody a break.
Kicking and
I
choosing, you know, city council and even us and things like that and just... Oh, yeah, well, that sounds good. Let's make it
us happen. As board members, I mean, we've all had the conversation with people about taxes when they say, Jesus, you know, my taxes went up. And, again, it ain't like we sit around as the Board of Equalization or this county assessor and think that, hey, we're going to get this person, we're going to get this person. It's like we said, it's driven by sales. It's driven by the people, the buyers and the sellers, and there's a lot of dictation from the state. We know that. And...
92 to 95.
Crazy. But anyways, okay. Anything else, Sam? Thank you for everything you do. Thanks for being Daryl today. Okay.
I'll make a motion for Brian to adjourn.
We are. It is officially 10:54. We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
I just had a real quick. I was saying.
We met as the Board of Equalization this morning for several hours, and we went ahead and recessed to our normal commissioner meeting at 3 o'clock. So we'll go ahead and get started with that. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. You ready to take a roll?
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian.
I'll second that.
I thought you had a service.
All right, Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay.
Next, we'll have public comment. If anybody has anything to comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to do it.
I got a minute and a half.
All right, well, I'm going to put the clock on you.
I know you will.
You've already burned up 30 seconds trying to get to the podium.
Oh, I'm going to get these two. Bob Beasy. I know you guys have seen that. But where it's highlighted there, I just want you to read what the date is on that. And that law is in force as we speak. Okay? And I got another one here, and this is one I just found over the weekend. Exploring regional judicial legislature treatment of the public trust doctrine. I'm reading one sentence, page 10. Get right here. The Nebraska Supreme Court has held there are no private property rights assumed with surface water appropriate rights. And why I'm doing that, why I'm doing that is part of the lake bed has been made private. You pass them around. I don't know if I get. Maybe you have to. Are you up more? That is one of the entrances to the lake bed. It's changed hands. The developer of Rotunda has sold, if you want the rights with the quitclaim deed, to the water ponds of the sand pits itself. It took him three and a half pages to describe, to put that around into six different lakes on there. And what I just read to you pertains to that. This United State Government of Nebraska on it. And anyway, did everybody get a copy of this picture?
I wonder how that is. Walt, does it make any difference that it wasn't a lake until he made a lake? Because, you know, there was no water there until he started digging and dredging.
He dug a hole, that's what.
Yeah, then that created a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, okay.
But the lake has always been, in fact, some of the history I read over the weekend goes back in the 1700s of that lake property.
The old Oxbow.
But unfortunately, they've been swept under the carpet for all these years, and I stumbled into it because we're trying to do our project. Everybody knows about that. But anyway, I want you to be aware that this is made private, and they've already changed the name. And it was done with a quitclaim deed, which is meaningless. And so we got to figure out. I'd like to get some help. On the second page that I just handed out to you, I emailed that letter, which I give you to the Attorney General. I emailed that to our gentleman in NRD. And I got a response back, and you can read that one liner.
Yep.
And also on the very last line, he mentioned how important this is. But anyway, I wanted you to know that I've updated on that, and I could use some help from the commissioners there to move this thing forward on it. And I checked with my attorney that was delivered to the Attorney General. I'm waiting to hear something.
Okay.
But anyway, that's
well, let us know. Let us know when you do.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Walt.
Anybody else? Do you want to comment on anything that's not on our agenda?
I'd like to talk about our pot fund. We have currently a balance of $1,497.91 in there. We owe Chesterman $1,098.53. And Bob's aware of the situation. And per Bob's email back in May, Chesterman agreed to 3 or 4 months before we make a payment. My concerns are if I pay this, which is fine, we're not going to have any money left for our Christmas party, possibly. This pot situation's turned into a very expensive thing compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
And to allow for keeping a slush fund in there for flowers for people that pass away, that's $50 a crack. Or it was up to 60. No, it's 50. I'm just concerned about the situation of the pot fund. So as a board, do you want me to go ahead and pay that full amount, or what would you recommend?
Have you talked to them? Will they take any less for now?
To make a payment?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to them, but I'm sure they would take less.
Okay.
When's the last time we paid them?
We haven't.
Ever?
Since they switched.
Well, since we switched over.
Meaning, how long ago was that been?
April.
3 months. 2 months.
I would just you know, pay them the full dollar amount and then just figure it out when it comes Christmas time. And I mean, that'll leave you with what, $300, $300 some in there for, you know, for memorials or whatever. And then we'll just figure out the when it comes Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I would just pay them and get them out of the way. That's okay. What I would do.
Okay. You know? Well, I just think we need, as board, I think it's important that you guys are aware of you know, we used to have a lot of money left in this, and we don't.
So what's the solution to try to get you know, more resources or more monies for that? I mean, obviously, the candy machine and et cetera, and the pop, and obviously, like everything else, everything's gone up sky high, and obviously, there's no proceeds there anymore.
And before, we would buy our pop when it was on sale. It was cans. Now it's all bottles. It's more expensive. I don't know if you want to look at maybe raising the commission that we... I have no idea. But I just wanted you guys to be aware of the situation. So I'll go ahead and pay him, and we'll go from there.
That's interesting, but okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from June 24th, 2024. Also an emergency meeting, June 28th, 2024. Approval of payroll claims from June 23rd to July 6th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims, if any. Approval for chair to sign annual certification regarding reallocation and expenditures of the Highway, Street, and Bridge Buyback Program 2023-2024. I came in earlier, went through the payroll claims. We didn't have accounts payable, so everything seemed to be in order.
So moved, consent agenda items.
Second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
New business. Heidi from Congressman Smith's office is here to provide an update on what Congressman Smith has been doing in D.C. and welcomes an opportunity to learn what is going on here in Dakota County.
What's been happening with you?
Not much.
All
right. Traveling.
Before you start, I would say that a couple of days into our flood, I did receive a call from Congressman Smith.
Yeah.
Had a nice conversation with him. He was concerned about what was going on here in Dakota County. I informed him that the lower houses that we have here in Dakota City by the boat ramp and the golf course flooding again. And he had been up here during some of the previous floods, so he's familiar with the problems we have. So,
yeah. How are things looking now?
Looking good. The golf course sustained substantial damage, but we were able to, or they were able to save the households that are down by the boat ramp. And how about the Cooper House, Scott? Did much?
You know, she sold that last year, so I don't know anything about it.
What happened over there? All in all, we were a lot luckier than our counterparts across both rivers.
Yeah,
so
looks like it. My sister lives down by Wayne. She just got 6.5 inches yesterday.
I know that they were getting
the rain yesterday.
She was kayaking down the Logan and got poured on.
That's a lot of water.
Well, like you said, I'm Heidi Borg with Congressman Adrian Smith's office. My official title is agricultural liaison. My family farm is over by Wakefield, so not far. I'll run over details about our office, and then I just have a short DC update. We now have 80 of Nebraska's 93 counties after the last redistricting, so it's a very large district. We have offices in Grand Island, Scotts Bluff, and then we recently opened one in Nebraska City. They were added after the last redistricting, as well as Washington County. We visit every county board in the 3rd District to give an update and also host a mobile office, which gives constituents an opportunity to meet with staff. This is my second year doing these, and it's such a fun way to see the state.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of miles. But some services through our office is help with the federal agency. This is where you may not be able to get an answer from a federal agency in a timely fashion, or if you feel you have been treated unfairly, our office may be able to help resolve a problem or get you the information you need. You can request tickets and tours for various Washington, D.C. destinations if you're out there. And we also have internships here in the district and in D.C. You know of any college students looking
okay.
for internships. These are just a few things, but always feel free to reach out with any questions. We also try to get out across the district as much as possible as staff, so please reach out with any events going on in your community. Congressman Smith continues to serve on the Ways and Means Committee as a senior member. He's also the chairman of the Trade Subcommittee. Trade has been and continues to be a priority for the WASP, with the current administration not really doing anything on it, especially when it comes to agriculture. And the congressman, along with a couple other reps, recently created the Bipartisan Agricultural Trade Caucus. The caucus is actively working to advance and promote policies vital to U.S. ag, including ag exports, facilitating food and ag trade, and knocking down unnecessary trade barriers. On the legislative front, they were out last week with the holiday. The week before, they considered 3 annual appropriation bills related to national security, defense, State Department, and Foreign Ops, and Homeland Security. I haven't heard an update for this week for the legislative, but I did read they're still focusing on appropriations. So, on the farm bill front, the House Ag Committee approved its farm bill, but has a long way before becoming
law.
Sounds
like it.
Although the boss is not on the Ag Committee, we are monitoring the work on it, and Congressman Smith continues working to ensure the strongest possible farm bill for Nebraska Ag. And then just a quick note on E15. The EPA announced an emergency waiver to allow E15 sales this summer, and the congressman continues to work on a legislative solution with his bill to provide permanent year-round access to E15. So that's about all I have. I can leave my cards. Maybe I have cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave a card if you have one handy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything, Bob?
No.
Visiting counties, I'm not a lot of cards.
Yeah, I bet.
How's your mother? Good?
Yeah. She's staying busy.
Good.
She works for Senator Ricketts.
Yep.
So we have the same role, which is quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
Going to work events with your mom.
And I just got a comment on the internships in Washington, D.C. If you're a college student, you should be smarter than that. And that's true. Why would you want to go to Washington, D.C.?
The congressman always tries, would love to have Nebraska staff. Yeah. But he's like, Nebraska are smarter and like to stay in Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't want to go out there.
I'm just trying to be funny, but no, I get it.
Yeah.
You get cross-contaminated.
Yeah. I always had hopes of going out to D.C., but then I got married and life changed. And I'm happy with staying in Nebraska.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. Thank you for the update.
Thanks. I'm going to take this opportunity to rearrange just a little bit. We're going to skip down to F, board to discuss and approve or not approve sending a 360-day written notice of termination of the South Sioux City Dakota County Law Enforcement co-location agreement with South Sioux City effective August 1st, 2025. So annually, we kind of take a look at everything. We go through the county stuff and take a look at everything to see if there's anything that needs addressed or we should look at. And again, the law enforcement center is one of those items that we look at. So I thought it'd be a good time for us just to kind of think about how we want to move forward and what we want to do with regard to the law enforcement center. I know that anything that happens will be done in with the city of South Sioux City. And kind of wanted to get everybody's opinion on if you think it's something worth pursuing or what we should do. Scott, I know you've been down the road a time or two.
I've been down that road a time or two, and I know that from the very get-go, whenever I came on, 2010, 2011, I know it was a different type of administration, meaning, Sheriff Wagner was out, Kleinberg was in, and the old saying, the blue and the brown never got along, and then all of a sudden they, everything came together. And then, obviously, once Terry Kern left, the sheriff, he took over the jail, and then he moved out and of the LEC. And, of course, at that time, we looked at, should there be a cost adjustment since we're not residing in the LEC. But, there was a lot of sit-down talk that there's no way that the county can justify of having their own 911 service. Obviously, because we share the facility, the dispatchers, the expenses. It's a 50-50, and this all took place in 1996, is when the contractor, when it was built. and the agreement. So, and to my recollection, is it 50 grand a month right now?
Yeah, it's a little over 50 grand.
Okay. I just know over, just like everything else, you know, I remember back whenever it was 2010, 11, 12, you know, it was right at 30 grand. And then, of course, everything goes up. And I know that I've sat on the LEC board for 14 years, and I know there's a lot of expenses, and there's a lot of expenses coming up, concrete. You know, the building's, you know, built in 1996, so she's getting some age and wear on it. You know, carpet, painting, parking lot, landscaping needs to be, you know. I don't know the answer, okay? The only thing I can tell you is the thought process that I put into this over the years with, you know, with Joan Spencer and Sheriff Kleinberg and et cetera, and some of the city people, I don't know the solution. I mean, it's a fixed cost. It's pretty much, we know what it's going to cost us, and I don't have the answer. I mean, mm-hmm. The only thing you could go to the city and probably possibly say is you could probably say, hey, you know, we do not reside there whatsoever, the Sheriff's Department. We were down here, and there has to be a give and take somewhere along the line, but the only thing you could probably do is negotiate, I'm guessing, but everything else is a fixed expense. I mean, the 911 services, and Greg, you know, and Chief's here, but at the same time, I mean, there's just no way around that, and I know there's going to be always updating with the 911 service, and I know that the X amount of dollars that we put in, you know, the 50 plus grand a year, I think there's still a little bit of extra monies that go into a fund, correct, for repairs and et cetera. And I think right now, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, there's 400 grand, 400 and some thousand dollars in that. But that doesn't take long to chew up and use when you start talking, you know, updating services and concrete work and et cetera and whatever you have. But anyways, I know we as a county, we got to look at all of our expenses, and that is a huge expense, very huge expense. You know, it's over 600 grand a year, but at the same time, I don't have the answer of what we can do to, you know, eliminate.
Originally, you know, it started as a law enforcement center, and, you know, now the State Patrol, they're out in the... They're no longer in there. Yep. The Sheriff's Office is no longer in there. So, I mean, we just need to sit down with the city and talk to them. That's all boils down to. So we'll try to do that before our next meeting, and that way we'll bring some information back to you guys and go forward from there.
Yeah, I don't doubt, you know, listen, I don't blame anyone for looking to try to figure it out, and then I'm sure that the city, you know, are they willing to do something? I would think, but I just don't know the leverage besides us not being in there. And you got to remember, the State Patrol, correct me if I'm wrong, $250 a month? Greg, do you remember? What's that?
Something similar to that.
Yeah, it was very, very minimal, because I remember in the meetings they had this, they figured they had one office and they had the square footage of the office, and then of course they got a hold of a realtor and trying to figure out what, you know, I mean, you couldn't really compare apples to apples with that. No way, because they just showed up, they had an office, that was it. But yeah, it was very minimal for what they paid. But anyways, yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm all for the county doing what they need to do, but like I said,
is the August 31st of 25, is that a hard date? Is that a date that it renews at that time? And we have to have 360-day notice.
Yes.
And that's the time that it
renews.
August
31st.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, Troy, anything to add?
No, I think it would definitely be a really good idea to try to renegotiate this and talk it over with the city, though.
Bob?
Are there certain areas that we're looking at that we need to address?
I would say that probably the certain areas is the fact that, you know, that as our sheriff's office isn't utilizing the building, you know, it's not part of it. So if you have a joint building and there's no longer a joint usage, you know, is there... I mean, obviously, you know, the county needs a dispatch center. And they do a good job out of there doing it for everybody. And 911, everything goes there. So, you know, obviously, you know, you have to have that. And I have no problem with that. I mean, they're doing a good job up there. Keeping everybody safe.
Yeah. I just believe the only leverage that you're going to have, or the county's going to have, is going there and saying, hey, we do not reside here. Okay, so we need to, you know, adjust for that, whatever that adjustment may be. Mm-hmm. And as far as everything else that goes on, you know, I mean, could you, I mean, hold on, let's stop and think about this real quick. Our name, the county is not on the deed, right?
I haven't seen the deed.
I remember that conversation happening with Joan, that it was, has nothing to say with the county on the deed of the building. And we supposedly don't have the building, but I'm almost sure it's that we, does it make a difference? I don't know. But well, we pay.
I hope we're still not making payments on it.
Well, no, I'm just talking about in general.
We have no ownership.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't. Besides, you know, county, city, law enforcement center on the outside. But I just, there was, I'd have to really put my thinking cap on. But I really, I've had so many conversations and different things. But like I said, the maintenance of the building, you know, I mean, you could probably factor, you know, you could probably go with that, you know, since we're not there, we're not using it, you know, we're not putting any wear and tear on the building. I mean, there's a lot of things you could look at.
Yeah. But I'll make a couple phone calls, and we'll just try to get a time next week when we can sit down and talk and work it out from there.
Well, hopefully the little bit that I had to say made sense.
The initial contract in 96, you said, Scott, that's when that was drawn up. Were we then physically in the LEC?
Oh, yeah. There were a number of years where when the sheriff's office worked out of that.
We started in there. That was probably Wagner.
Yeah, I think it's Jim Hungerford or whatever. Was it Hungerford?
Randy would know. He was out. He was there. He's our historian in Brown.
Because we've been there. We've been there and then
left.
Left.
Yeah.
Just once.
Yeah.
Just once.
Yeah.
By our choice.
Yeah, because the sheriff took back over the jail, so he thought that he should be in the building down here, which makes sense. You know, if he's gonna
see normal jail facilities, the sheriff. And if somebody can correct me along the line. But they usually take care of the jail. And somewhere along the line, in 2008, when it was first put together, the jail, they hired the director, which was Terry Kirk.
There was a lot of things in play at that time.
Yeah,
I think,
so. and then once Terry, you know, parted ways, and then the sheriff came back in. We, as the board, we looked at maybe possibly doing another director, and then the sheriff stepped in and said, "Hey, look, it, we can save X amount of dollars. I'll just take over, and I'll take care of the jail." So that's when they resided down here from the LEC. So something to think about.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and we'll get something set up, and we'll let everybody know what's going on.
So no action.
No action. We're going to table it. Is that what we say?
Or just put it on the next
agenda. Put it on the next. Let's slide it forward to the next agenda.
So I'm assuming, just real quick, Marty, you're going to be sitting down with Chief and like Lance and maybe the mayor. Is that what you're
saying? That's what my guess.
Okay.
Maybe their attorney or whatever.
Okay. I had a city council member call me today and says, "We know nothing about what's going on with the LEC, and I know we've seen it's on your agenda." And then all of a sudden, I see, you know, Ed and mm-hmm. they had no idea. But it's just a conversational piece, basically.
Yeah. And I actually should have just called up and said, "Hey, we're just going to discuss it, and then we'll get together." So. Not like anybody's got the big hard agenda here. We're just trying to get it figured out. So. All right. Board to approve or not approve resolution 24C-016 to vacate vacation of a public road described as at intersection F and Blyberg Road, starting 600 feet north of the intersection of F Avenue and Blyberg, continue north approximately 5,170 feet to the creek to the road closure, section 12 and 13, township 27N, range 8E, and section 7 and 8, township 27N, range 8E, Dakota County. So we have talked about it at our last couple meetings. We had a hearing on it, and today's the day that we read the resolution.
Okay. So everything is a go.
Everything's a hunky dory.
So basically, the only thing we need is the motion to approve resolution 24C-016. That's my motion. I know we've talked about it. It's been on there for a few weeks.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Board to confirm the emergency declaration by chair as authorized under 81-829-50 on behalf of Dakota County and approve resolution 24C-017, disaster declaration due to the heavy rains and flooding in Dakota County. The declaration also committed the expenditure of emergency funds, invoking mutual aid agreements, and applying the assistance from the governor's emergency fund office. Another thing that we don't do every day, so thanks Kim and Sheree for figuring out the process to do that again. Hopefully, another thing we don't have to do for a long while, but thanks for getting that done, and it's just it's something that we thought we should do in case it got worse than it did.
Yep. All right. So moved on 24C-017.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Don Bosquet, Treasurer, requesting board approval of resolution 24C-018, releasing 4 pledge securities.
Just because we had additional security pledged to us, we took them out, whatever, for the taxes that came in, property taxes. Now we were over pledged, so it's just releasing those so we can be in compliance.
Makes sense.
Compliance is good. 24C-018. I will make a motion to approve.
A second.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E, board to designate working with NACO/MIPS to facilitate the printing and mailing of joint public hearing LB 644 postcard requiring to notify taxpayers of subdivisions having a tax request exceeding the assessor's generated allowable growth. Hoping to stay out of that, but if we don't, they are our printer of choice. They're the people that are doing the printing, so we're just saying that that's who we'll use.
So we need to designate them, make a motion on that?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Then we'll slip down to old business. Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, for the road report.
Sure.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Afternoon. We had 170 hours grading, 3 hours overtime, 7 hours tree removal. We spent 71 hours cleaning bridges, gravel off the bridges, weed eating around the approaches. 18 hours on a culvert at 120th and S Avenue, and another one on S Avenue for 3 hours. Load for 4. We had 111 hours of gravel hauling. We hauled 528.31 tons onto the roads and 702.48 tons into the yard. We had 29.5 hours on sign repairs and barricading, and 25 hours with spraying, which includes the notice and landowner meeting. And Scott will talk to you more about that in a little bit. And we had some concerns for grading on Clay Boulevard, L Avenue, Nottoway, Civil Way, and Potholes on Dixon Path.
Where's the stuff that's hauled into the yard? Is that how many tons were hauled into the yard, did you say, on the gravel? Sorry.
702.48. I have it down there.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, perfect. I need better glasses.
I know. I made it small.
No, thank you. Yep. I don't want to jinx us, but I did have a lady I talked to the other night, and she's got an uncle in Emerson, and she always goes from Hubbard across to Emerson on the back roads, and then she goes to Pender and back, and she said she's been doing it for years and years, and she said all of the roads out in that area are the best she's seen them since the time she's done it.
Good. I will let the operators in that area know. So, glad
to hear it. Your Bluff Road, how's that looking?
Where they're doing the bridge?
Yeah,
thank you. I was going to update you on that. They poured last week.
Okay.
So,
next week it'll be open.
I wish. They picked up the contractor picked up the cylinders today. from last week, and they'll do a 14-day break and then a 28-day break. So,
holy moly.
Yeah, so we got a little bit to wait for the concrete to cure, but so far.
It sure was nice to get them to slide in there and do it when they could, though. I mean, it takes a lot of pressure off harvest coming up.
Yeah, 6 weeks. Some guardrail damaged on M Avenue on that bridge before you get out to the lake.
Okay.
From snow removal. So when the company comes in to do the guardrails for that bridge, we're going to have them go out there and do that one as well. So
nice.
Hopefully that'll save on some cost on that one.
Yeah.
Guardrails are expensive. Stupid.
Have we heard anything from the railroad down on the Homer Bridge? Are we waiting to hear from them?
I talked to the engineer last week on that, and he said they've got a new contact, and it's moving along a little quicker. Mm-hmm. But the first couple of people they were dealing with, it just was spilled out. So he's hoping they want to get it in and out of there before school starts. Mm-hmm. So they're really trying to push the railroad to kick it in gear. So.
Yeah, it'd be good if we could. So knock on wood.
Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right.
Thanks, Julian.
Lance, were you guys working on culverts, or did you put a culvert in?
Working on culverts.
Uh-huh.
And put one in. Okay.
All right, Scott, this is your first time in the fire here, so let's see how it goes.
First time, yep, under the gun, so I don't know exactly what you want. There's handouts for you. There's two pages for each. Okay. They're kind of...
I've been meeting with Scott a few times. He's doing the weed stuff and he's doing the sign stuff, and it sounds like he's got plenty of work to do.
There is opportunity, I'll put it that way.
Hey, Scott, just when you make a note that the sign, if you're going down Elgin, north on Elgin, you got Sunrise, Sunset, and then Keeman. The stop sign is spun around from wintertime, and it's facing the south. So when you're driving down the street, the sign on the left, it just says stop. It's spun around on the bottom.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of those around the county.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Especially if we've got some farmers that really like to keep things clean, which is appreciated, but it's a little hard to stop that equipment when it should be stopping. So we've got quite a few lean posts. But I didn't know exactly what to put together for you guys, but I think you need to know an update on what's going on the weed board. So recorded violations, this is as of July 4th, which basically I had 3 or 4 days there that we sent out letters. As you can see, there's the letters that are sent to landowners. There's 14 of them. 12 of these were in-state residents. 2 of them were out-of-state residents that own property within Nebraska. I did receive calls from one of them addressing with their tenant. So they just wanted to make sure that the timeline was capable to get it under control. And was speaking with both the tenant and the landowner. Everything is under control. We've got it. We're moving forward. So there's a total of 17 parcels in violation on the 14 owners. Some of them have multiple parcels out there. Re-inspected violations, the corrective action taken by the owner. As of today, I have 4 of those owners that I've worked with. They've done what is needed to be done. And the others that I've been in communication with, you can see there's 3 of them there where the violator has reached out to me. We've discussed some opportunities. The thing is, with this weather this year, that plant... it's just hard to predict. It was just hanging, and now the last few days it's turned on us. So it's going to be a touch-and-go situation with all these violations sent out and see what type of communication I get with the violators.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, early stages you can use a chemical treatment, but after that...
Well, we were fine on chemical treatments even up till last week, but now since the 4th, and this moisture we had, and today if you drive around, there's a lot of fuzz in the country. It turned that fast.
Yeah. So then at that point, then you're shredding it or? Or whatever you work out with.
I'll just say I'm working with violators because some of it, you know, with the mixture of musk and Canadian out there, we've got, it's a really touchy situation because I will have a parcel on the west side of a parcel that is east of it, and the east will be bloomed and headed. The west side is still in a reproductive state, so mm-hmm. it's situation by situation is what I'm going to work with them on.
Yeah.
Has anybody noticed in your yards you had little mushrooms?
Oh yeah,
from the humidity and the moisture.
Yeah.
And
how about my garden?
Right. I was going to. I got a pretty nice yard, but anyways, I was going to call, and I was talking to my neighbor, and she's like, yeah, I called, and they said that just from all the moisture, there's nothing you can you can get rid of them, but it's going to cost you a bunch of money, but just let them be, they'll go away.
Do not kick them.
Yeah.
Scott, you can eat them. You're going to you can eat them. Put them on your chicken.
Yeah.
You're going to open the spores up, and you're going to have twice as many.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much gone, but they were there a week or so ago, and I think they're gone, but they just said from all the moisture.
I'm trying to invent a morale that we can come to your front.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice.
Right.
So that would be great.
Cool. I also, go ahead and finish up another.
Okay, since the 4th, I have found 3 more violators. And this was this morning's report I put together by 9 o'clock. I have approximately 4 more violators that I need to add on the list. I do have some letters going out this evening to some of those violators. And talking with the state, since I'm new to this, the first timeline on any violation, we as a county can set it. So I've been set in 7 days,
okay.
Which you figure there's at least a day that they're going to get the letter, especially if it goes out on a Friday. You got a weekend, it's going to mess everything up with a Sunday. So I'm working with the violators. If they're willing to communicate,
mm-hmm.
I'll work with you. I have had one instance that was not, I'll just say very fun. But we kind of took a step back. They kind of agreed with me. Let's just think about it overnight. Let's talk about it tomorrow. They come into the office. We sat down. We had a great meeting.
Oh, good.
We have a great action plan in. In fact, they called me this morning to see if this method that they were going to do would be approved by me. And I said, yeah, that's fine. It's, we use the word shredder, but they actually have a disc mower
mm-hmm.
that'll lay it flat. So, okay. That's fine. At least we'll get them down and mm-hmm. get going on this. Well, some of these violations I have are caused by the state right away. Now, this gets to be a touchy situation with me as a farmer, because you control your weeds on your property. You've got a fence line. You've got 18 inches of dead furrow. Those 18 inches are getting full of Canadian thistles. How do you approach a farmer and tell them they need to be under control? It's, you can't just draw the line right there. That's something as a county we need to think about for future. I did know in the past, visiting with a neighbor that used to be a commissioner, we used to contract with the state to do some spraying. Maybe that's a possibility we need to think about. Let's think outside the box somehow if we can get this under control. We are not getting any response back.
So we do the spraying and the state pays us.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon did that. Yes? Yeah, well, Leon did that.
We can contract with him, but I think it's a great opportunity to even work mm-hmm. on some machinery.
He did it even the river.
Yeah.
With I think it was Dixon. Yeah, on
the
boats.
River.
He even got on boats with the Dixon people and sprayed river land and but
and we also have a railroad violator. That is a large problem. And I haven't been down the tracks on their property, but you just look at any intersection.
Oh yeah.
And they're just full. So
have you talked to the state at all about taking care of their infestations that are going on to other people's property?
I'm working with Jolene and Lance right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through those channels. They've got more tenure than I do with this situation, so they're going to help me out through this, see what they got to say. So
yeah, good.
I'm working with them and let them lead the direction on this right now. Just trying to think of ideas or something we can do to help out the county.
Yep.
Yeah, the state and the railroads are violators.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your biggest violator is the state of Nebraska. And what gets me is you cross the county line going west, or you cross the county line going south. You don't have that issue. You can see it. It's visible. I have physically visited with them, the state, per se, in the highway road ditch when they were out spraying in the southern county. So as far as direction they've given me, I've made the phone call, It doesn't do us any good. I don't know what else to do. So I'll work with Jolene and Lance, and we'll see what we can come up with. They've got the connections. They've got the tenure. We'll see what's going to happen. Go that route. This year's kind of shot already. They're bloomed out. We're going to see what we can do. But,
well, it's nice to have somebody in the weed position. It's been long overdue.
Well, I'll tell you, the word traveled fast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. And,
people have been...
I was kind of shocked on how some of my phone number got out to a few people, but it is what it is.
Yep.
The biggest issue you have is, you know, obviously this went on for a while, and now that somebody's getting a violation, how come so-and-so down the road's not getting a violation? And it's not my position to tell everyone who's getting addressed. I will assure them that it will be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm finding out a lot of little. I found a lot of roads in this county that I never noticed.
I ran out to the county shed in Dalzell. He put together a trailer for the signs, and it has all his equipment in it. Holds a bunch of signs and posts. Take a 14-foot post and the pounder and all that. So looks like it's set up pretty good to do that.
Yeah, on that, you know, if you switch over and talk about the signs, and I was like I was telling Jolene and Lance, Lance just gave me free reins on how to set that trailer up, and it helped out because after running the van around, knowing what you had to do, this and that, I set that trailer up where 90% of my access stuff is right in the right side door, and I am honestly going to tell you, I think it cut my time to put a sign installment in down to about 40% of what it was.
Yeah.
So it's the longest thing, especially if you have to put an address sign and peel the little white letters off. But that takes quite a bit of time. But other than that, I mean, I can go in and set a sign up and get going. It's a situation allows that there's already been one there, the locate's done. So, yeah, it's moving right along. We've got some inventory coming, so once that inventory gets here, Jolene's going to give me some direction on where some of that needs to go because it's already earmarked. And we'll keep moving from there. But, yeah, anytime I drive around, it just seems like I find something else, and we take note of it. So.
Good. Thank you for doing that.
You bet. Thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, Teresa. We got... Health Department Director, quarterly report.
Hi.
Hi
there.
Hello.
Last quarter, we immunized 187 children. We have 5 night clinics. We're still working on our grants, our health disparities grant, our CDC health disparities. There's a balance in there of 14.5. It's supposed to go until next May, but we're going to eat that up way before that. We met our goal for United Healthcare, so we're going to get an additional $30,000.
Nice. No, no.
Yeah, that was good. We're having another grant come out from United Healthcare and Nebraska Total Care. We don't know how much it is yet. They're still working on it. They said we're just going to have one thing to work on this year instead of 2 or 3 things, so that'll be good. And we had a meeting with Nebraska Cancer Coalition. We're going to partner with them. They can do outreach for cancer patients, survivors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a great service.
$25 to join with them.
So uh-huh. How much?
$25.
Really?
Wow. That's a great service. Sounds like a great service.
Yeah, so we're going to join with them and see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Questions?
No, good. Thank you for everything you do. Got it going smooth? Everything's good.
No.
Smooth as smooth can be, right? Right?
Right?
Thank you, Teresa.
Very much. Discuss and approve or deny projects or purchases with monies from the America Rescue Plan Act relief funding. I don't think we have anything, do we?
I don't have any requests, but Lance and I drove Friday, and because we're talking about digging out some ditches, and we drove around, and he showed me a lot of places that I didn't even know that are definitely an issue, but we have some spots that
we're going to try and figure out if we go by the mile to bid it, and we need to figure out bid specs. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that, and
then
getting
on
ready to bid it out.
The 16th, is that right, is when we're going to...
Yes, July 16th at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a bus ride for rural Dakota County.
Next Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Back on tour.
I don't have any commission credit awards.
Okay. No commissioner.
I don't think I do. I probably did something. I don't remember, though.
I have nothing.
Mail or emergency business, anybody? Nothing?
Can I make a motion?
Make a motion.
To adjourn. I will. Thanks, everyone.
Yes. Perfect timing. Thank you.
What's
that? Thanks, road people, site people.
Yeah.
Superintendent.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. I'll get some prices.